disaster of biblical proportions.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks. Cause all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show and be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the .com show, lunaticradio.com show. I'm your host, Kieran McCain. It's Labor Day weekend, everybody. The end of summer. Right, Ronnie Beans?
Well, it's been the end for a while. After we had that heat wave, it never got above like 75.
Right.
My pool's down to 64.
It's the end.
Kids are swimming in 64-degree pool.
The unofficial end of summer. Go back to work. Kids go back to school. College kids already back studying hard and drinking beers. College football started.
Football starts Thursday?
Yeah. NFL football. It's the end of summer. Let's just all be miserable. That's the way it works.
The Bordy Barn's last day was today.
Today. World famous Bordy Barn here on in the Hamptons on Long Island.
So...
I'm your host, Kieran McCann, alongside me, Ronnie Beans, of course, and CEO Rocket.
Yo!
What?
Because the Bordy Barn's closed means I'm not getting married this year.
Not getting married this year.
Nope. I have to wait till next year to find my potential wife.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up. I wonder how many people we're going to get to listen to the live show tonight.
Eight.
Because everybody's hungover from the weekend, you know, 3-day weekend, last hurrah.
I think it depends on where they were. Because around here, nobody did anything this weekend.
Miserable.
So, yeah, because it was just miserable. I mean, today was nice. Yesterday was okay, but Saturday was just a mess. Friday was a mess.
We had the remnants of Tropical Storm Ernesto.
Ernesto. Yeah.
Ernesto flew by and dropped some jizz on Long Island, and we couldn't do shit.
And you were outside with your hands. And I was at a wedding Saturday during the thing.
During Ernesto,
and it was
that's a beautiful wedding day.
Sure, yeah. I had my suit on, you know, and had to wear my Doc Martens because it was at a vineyard and. There was mud and stuff, and I didn't want to get, like, a good pair of shoes all messed up.
So. Man, that's got to suck when you have your wedding, your big day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, the bride's big day.
Yeah.
And a tropical storm comes through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another reason not to get married. Tens of thousands of dollars gone because it's raining.
Well, that's what happens.
Wait. Isn't that what Alanis Morissette would say? Rain on your wedding day?
Oh, that's right. It is ironic.
It sure is.
Thanks, of course.
Alanis.
Thanks, Alanis.
Leave it to Alanis to, you know,
she clears everything
to hit
up.
hit you right here.
She knows how it goes down.
Yeah, but that's the thing when you you get married outside, you're rolling the dice.
You are.
You're rolling. You're shooting seven. You know what I mean? You're like seven. Give me a seven, baby. Give me a seven, and then
you shitting me. It was outside.
Well, it was going to be in a tent, like one of those tents with the glass sides and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, we can't do that. So they had to put it in a just to show you how weddings are. They had another place to put it that was a barn, like not it, to call it a barn's not really right. It's a barn, but it's, you know,
nice.
It's nice. Right. Like, there's no animals or anything.
Right.
But they had another event there, so they were like, yeah, you're gonna have to give us another $2,000 to move the other event out. So they basically extorted the guy, you know, the groom for another $2,000.
You're kidding?
No. So. What are you going to do? Like, you got to do it. You can't have, like, you can't have no reception.
Dude, that blows, though, having to, you know, you have to fork over some money, more money on your wedding day.
Yeah.
Because of the goddamn weather.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. That's what I said there. It goes back to rolling the dice about outdoor weddings.
Fuck Ernesto.
Yeah.
And there's another, Africa's throwing a little fastball at us.
Well, it's September, dude. I mean, you're going to get
Africa.
These till,
yeah.
You're going to get these all the way till November.
Yeah, it hasn't formed yet, but it's on its way.
Well, the peak is September 10th to the day. The peak day is September 10th.
This one's going to be kind of like a screwball because they're saying it's going to head towards the Carolinas directly.
Ooh, so
really?
Kind of like a screwball.
So it sounds like a slider to me.
It's not going
to
do the usual,
No, that's a curveball when it does the whoopity-doo. Right. Or a knuckleball. Like it dances between the Caribbean, the islands there.
Right. Right, yeah. Usually runs over Bermuda or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not liking it. I'm not impressed with the hurricane season so far.
So Africa gives us AIDS and hurricanes?
Yes.
Okay.
A few other things, too.
Oh.
Cheap labor. No, that's terrible.
Wrong.
Who said that?
Wrong. Try again.
Yeah. Who said that? I didn't say that. That was so rude.
Yeah, so just a note, I forgot about this, and the people were talking about it on the lunaticradio.com message board. Next week, September 11th, is Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Worldwide Jacking Day in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the greatest booking girl in radio.
Exactly what are you supposed to do for the Worldwide Jacking
Day? What you do every day, Jack.
No, but I mean, like, what's the, is there anything special you're supposed to do?
Well, we hope that when, the listeners or people want to jack on that day, they, give Jenny Blowjob a little bit of thought.
That's it?
Yeah. That's all.
I do that, like, pretty much every day, so...
You think about Jenny as you're jacking?
From time to time.
All right. So you've been doing good.
What I do is I save the messages she leaves on my voicemail and play them back.
All right.
She leaves me some pretty pretty crazy messages.
Raunchy?
A little bit.
Yeah, so Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Day is September 11th.
So this isn't like everyone at one time, like we're not going to say like a time. It's just any point during the day.
Yeah, any point during the day. Hopefully, maybe during the show, we can have some phone calls or something or somehow cover it a little bit. Mm. People can send them feedback saying, hey, I'm jacking, and we'll read off their name and say, hey, Tim from Ohio's jacking for Jenny today, everybody. Give him a round of applause. All right. Good for Timmy.
Good for Tim.
Yay.
I don't know. We'll figure out a way to...
maybe we should do it like edit cover. Like a montage up. You know what I mean?
Of Jenny?
No. I'm saying like of the different people, like remember how we did the thing about I Am Lunatic Radio?
Yes.
Something like that.
You could do that. That's a good idea. Yeah. Maybe we can have some promos.
Yeah.
Obviously, there'll be a big promo for Jenny next week.
Sure.
Worldwide Jacking Day thing. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Can we pick a better day to celebrate Jenny Jacking Day?
How did it happen? It was September 11th.
Jenny picked September 11th.
Why?
I don't know.
Any special reason?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why September 11th? We could have picked a better day than that one. But
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, the big news today was, yes, of course, the death of Steve Irwin, everybody.
Crikey.
Yeah. I believe that was his last word.
The Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey. This is gonna hurt. Yeah. Crikey, I'm dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, crikey.
That wasn't me. Somebody had that.
I'm sure it came as a complete shock to me.
Here's the story.
A television personality and environmentalist known as the Crocodile Hunter was killed during a diving expedition on Monday. Irwin was filming an underwater documentary on the Great Barrier Reef when he was killed by a stingray barb to the heart. Irwin, 44, was famous for his enthusiasm for wildlife and his catchphrase, crikey, from his television program. He also appeared in a feature film and developed his Australia Zoo in southern Queensland as a tourist attraction. Irwin had received some negative publicity in 2004 when he stunned onlookers at his reptile park by carrying his infant son into a crocodile pen during a wildlife show.
And it's all about perceived danger. In front of that crocodile, I was in complete control. Absolute and complete control. That is my profession.
He is survived by his wife, Terry, and their two children. Brad Wheelis, ABC News, New York.
Maybe you should have stuck to the crocodiles.
Dude, what are the chances, though? I mean, the guy does, like, the craziest things, and, yeah. Like, nothing ever happened, and then he gets, like, a stingray barb to the heart.
Crocodile.
Yeah, like, what? That's got to be, like, a million to one, 10 million to one. Like, you would think of all the stuff that's going to happen to that guy to kill him, that would be, like, the last thing.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
right?
Something really silly. I mean, that's, you know, million to one.
There's footage of this because he was filming a documentary.
YouTube.
Right. Yeah. YouTube, get on it.
But you believe that? That
Ron, you know what the Stingray said? Slater.
Slater. But that's just brutal. You know, like, you would think, like, if I was him, like, I'd be pissed. I'd be super pissed. I'd be like, I could have went down, like, fighting an alligator or protecting somebody from a crocodile, you know,
right.
or something like that. And instead, some stupid stingray, like, he, I don't know, belly flopped on it or something, and he's dead. Now, you know what it is? That's ironic.
And isn't it ironic?
Hey, that's your next song, Alanis.
Yeah. Damn.
When a crocodile hunter is killed by a stingray.
Yeah. You know what that would be like? Say, like, in one of those NASCAR dudes, instead of dying on the track, they, like, die, like, pulling out of their driveway.
Yeah, right.
You know, exactly. Like, of all the dangerous things they do, this is how they get killed.
Here in Australia, they call me the Crocodile Man.
Not anymore.
You know what? It would be like me choking on a White Castle.
No, it would be you choking on a celery stick.
Yeah, on a salad.
What?
He had a piece of lettuce stuck in his throat. What was that doing there?
Right.
You know those little carrot niblet things?
It was a crouton.
Yeah, apparently this stingray just threw a little, what are they called? The spurs or something?
A barb.
A barb?
Well, I read that they're like 10 inches. They can be.
And it stabbed them right in the heart.
Yeah, and then most people step on them, and they're very rarely fatal, but they hurt like hell. And it just happened to be, what I read online was that he was swimming, and he got, like, somehow the thing went under him. And when it went under him, it just went, like, right between his rib cage and, like, just nailed him. Like, 100, like, 1,000 to 1. Million to one shot.
They're big dudes, too, those little stingray things.
Yeah, but like I said, million to one shot.
Look at this.
Like, 2 inches to the right, he'd have been okay. 2 inches to the left, he would have been okay. Basically, it put a hole in his heart.
Yeah, exactly.
No worries, just, mate.
You're gonna bleed out.
No
worries, mate.
Nah, it's just a stab to the heart, mate.
Just a flesh wound.
No worries, mate.
I'll be fine. Rub it off.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah, walk it off.
But hang on a minute.
Walk it off.
Walk it off. Don't rub it. But I mean, that, oh, man.
That
brutal.
Sucks.
I woke up this morning to go to work, and that was, like, I flip on ESPN News, and as soon as I flipped it on, the guy's like, the crocodile hunter guy's dead. I was like, what? And I'm thinking, oh, like, oh, croc got him. Yeah, you know, something happened.
I was hoping for that.
You know, that's nice.
I mean, not
this mean, guy over here. Yeah. I've been waiting for him to get eaten by a crocodile for years.
I want to see the shit on YouTube already.
That's the only reason I watch it.
Just so
got
I can play
lose,
this.
Lose a limb. Lose a limb.
Just so I can play this. That's the only reason.
And
I feel bad that the guy died. He just brought joy to everybody.
And they were like, well, everybody who
except
didn't,
his wife and his immediate family.
Everybody who didn't see that movie that he made.
Ouch.
That was bad.
But hang on a minute. What's that?
That's a stingray.
But and then the guy was like, I was like, oh, he had to be eaten by a croc. And the guy on TV was like, no, he got stung by a stingray and he's dead. I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
What are the chances? I just, you know what? I'm never going in the water.
Yeah. I mean, a stingray is that pool? Dangerous? Do they do
no, that? No, you know, if you, most of the time, because they're like on the floor of the water there, like on the ocean floor, people step on them and it hurts like hell, but you don't die.
Yeah.
Right? But what happened, like I said, it just happened to be like not a coincidence, but like just a freak accident that the stinger went in his, like, through between his ribs and hit his heart, which pierced his heart like a bullet, and he just bled out. You know what I mean? So it was just, like I said, million in one shot, like 2 inches to the left, and he would have just had like a punctured lung and would have just, you know, would have been okay.
But yeah. Wow.
Then, suddenly, the moment of truth.
I'm dead.
It's brutal.
Have a look at this.
That's it's my heart.
Check it out, mate.
You guys are bad.
Crikey.
You're the one with the Africa slave labor.
That's not what I said. I didn't say slave labor. I said cheap labor.
Oh, my bad.
You know, like the, I don't know, like the guy's Mexican.
Yeah. It's a very intense moment. The chance to try something nobody's ever tried before.
Death!
Death, mate.
Death by stingray.
It's death on a stick out there, mate. What death movie? What movie?
I don't know.
Point Break.
Yeah. I was going to say Crocodile Dundee.
That's a knife.
Boy, yeah. So Steve Irwin, everybody, he's out of here.
That's a bummer, man.
No worries, mate.
Yeah, he was
no
just like
worries
a nice
anymore.
Guy. He was just a nice guy.
Wrestled the crocodiles.
Did you see? I love that ESPN commercial that he had. Where the Florida Gator like comes out of the elevator and he like tackles him and like starts like beating him up and everything. It was like, that was awesome.
She's a beautiful Sheila.
Yeah. Did you see the Burger King commercial with Drew Rosenhaus?
Oh yeah, and he's and the
that's
king's
the best commercial I've ever seen.
The king's in the background giving the eyes. Yeah.
He's like, they keep busting on his head. They're like, is his head gonna get any bigger? No comment. Does he really want to be called TK? Yeah. No comment.
Gives him the eyes, like the bigger eyes to the guy. Yeah. Like, I'm
like,
watching
is
you.
Is the success of the double whopper gonna make his head any bigger? Even though it's pretty big now, it gives him the
be a
you know
bit more alert.
That's what he should have been.
I should have been a bit more alert.
Of course.
Yeah. Way to go.
Why has he got to go swimming? He's not a swimmer.
I don't know, dude. Scary shit.
He was filming a documentary of the most dangerous animals on the planet or something.
Well, he proved it.
Yeah.
You think they're still going to release the movie or film, whatever it is?
You know that clip is going on the internet. Somebody's going to leak that bastard. Hmm. Or there'll be a big documentary about him, you know, like they did with that bear guy.
Yeah. But they didn't play
Marty Stouffer? Stouffer? Whatever his name is.
They didn't play it in the documentary. They didn't play
the audio.
The audio.
Or the video.
Him getting
was eaten. There video
no,
of that?
No, it was just audio.
Just audio.
Yeah, they didn't play the audio of him getting eaten.
Which was a big downer to everybody that went to go see the documentary, because they all wanted to hear that, and they didn't get to hear it, and they were all pissed off.
I don't want to hear that. Why would anybody want to hear? I don't want to hear that.
But that was the big allure about it.
I understand, but I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear anybody dying.
That's what drove people. What was his name? What was the name of the documentary?
It wasn't about Marty Stouffer, right? Hey, I remember.
I
don't know
guess.
If that was him.
I don't know. It was just
it was
guy,
Grizzly Man,
the
right?
Grizzly Man, right? Yeah. This guy was living in Alaska with the grizzly bears, and he had names for all the grizzly bears, and he used to go up and like just pet them and stuff, and then one day he just pissed off one, and
yeah,
it was over. Goodbye,
Slater,
Steve Irwin.
It ain't him and his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
No worries, mate.
The bear?
Yeah, the girl. His girlfriend had was the cameraman, and it ate both of them.
That sucks.
I was like, how did it eat both of them?
Obviously a female.
Like, obviously
around.
He was eating one, and then what, did he run and catch the other one, or did she not get away fast enough?
He licked his fingers like, tasty. Yeah. I'll have another.
Yeah. I'll have another. Going back for seconds.
I'll have another one.
That sting where I was just like, get the fuck out of the water, dude. And it just, you know, meant to just slap him, but it just killed him.
Yeah, my bad.
My bad, dude.
Oops.
Beautiful young female. Absolutely gorgeous.
Of course.
Yeah, really?
Was he trying to, like, bang the stingray?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
That's... I don't know. That's just bad. Like, you're like... Of all the things... I'm never going in the water.
Yeah, I'm done.
I mean, Ronnie Bean said this when he went to Hawaii.
Exactly.
He wouldn't go in the water.
And everybody thought I was nuts. See?
Ankle
high. What the fuck could happen to you?
Well, this guy's singing. He's swimming with stingrays, dude.
Yeah, but you don't know. I don't know that. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even know that a stingray had a barb. I'd be like, I'd stay away from it just because I would be like, holy shit. I'm scared of like a goldfish.
A stingray looks like a floating pancake.
Yeah,
to me.
But that's crazy, man. Like, Long Island, you don't get any of that stuff out of here. You got, like, bluefish and flounder. No. You get nothing that'll kill you, even by accident.
Because nothing could live in the water over here. That's why. It's either, like, it's like toxic oils
what
or
about,
fucking piss.
What about that three-eyed fish, Blinky? Piss push.
So long, Steve Irwin.
Dead. Next.
Yeah.
But he's very territorial. Got to be really careful when you enter into his territory. Got to play by his rules.
Yeah.
Of course.
Guess you didn't there.
So,
Irwin.
So does that mean that he comes off the celebrities who should die list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That moves Ben Affleck to the top of the table.
Yeah. Everybody moves up a slot.
Yeah. Ben Affleck, number one. Karl Malone, number two.
Andy Dick coming in at number three.
Reseed.
That's right. We're going to have to shuffle the seeds. It's been a while since we've reseeded them.
Yeah. Crocodile Hunter.
That is Karl Malone. Surprising. Yeah, he's number two with a bullet.
Karl Malone.
Rock. Rule.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what is he going to do? What is the family going to do now?
Well, they have that whole what do you call it? They have that whole zoo down there and everything. Yeah. And I'm sure his kid's going to be like Crocodile Hunter Jr.
And then they'll die.
Yeah, or something.
So the
know.
Cycle continues.
Right.
Oh, she's probably like, thank God, I get away from these nasty ass monkeys now.
Right. She's gonna move to like Santa Barbara.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Well, she's American. His wife's American.
Yeah.
Is she the chick that used to do the videos with him?
Yeah.
Who's his wife? That's her.
Yeah.
The brunette?
And you know how she met him because she went to his zoo one time and was like, check him out. And they got married like 6 months later.
What did he do? Wrestle her to the ground? Look at this beautiful Sheila.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to tag her.
Yeah.
Wait, let's check if she's female.
And then they have they have two kids, right? And one of the kids' name is like...
Frankie?
No, it's one. The girl's name is weird. And the guy's
really?
Name... Yeah.
Weird?
It's a weird name.
Oh, I thought her name was weird.
No. The girl's name is like a little bizarre. And the boy's name's Bob. That's like, yeah, like the girl's name's like Bluebell or something.
I see what crazy. Wife's going to roll around like a fur coat now.
Well, yeah. There's obviously like, a female around.
Like shoes fish? Made out of like alligator skin.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm just going to sell it. I don't know. There's plenty of those crazy guys around that jump on crocodiles and stuff.
Who's going to take over the reins that Steve Irwin has left behind?
Kieran McCann.
Yeah. Go wrestle some alligators.
Not me.
That would be funny, though.
He wanted to wrestle a
chick. Yeah. They'd be like, go in and get it. I'm not going in there.
It's cold.
What are you, crazy?
The water's really cold.
Hold my Elvis Costello glasses.
Hey, see you later, mate.
Yeah, that's his last words.
Hey, see you later, mate.
See you later.
Yeah.
Steve Irwin.
R.I.P.
It's a sad day for everybody.
Look at this.
I love his voice. I love just playing his voice.
But hang on a minute. What's that?
Who uses the word Sheila anymore?
Australians.
Have a look at this.
Someone from the on the chat room saying that the name might be Suey.
Suey? Get out of here.
Wrong.
No way.
It's something. It's weird. I know that.
It's just odd.
Dude, people in Australia say Sheila all the time.
Sheila.
Really?
Yeah, it means girl. Yeah. Like instead of chick.
Yeah, right.
Like Barbie.
Or broad.
Broad.
Ho.
You know what I found out this weekend going to the wedding that I went to? Girls don't like to be called broad.
Really?
Who knew that?
Apparently, you're right.
Yeah.
That's a news flash.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I believe Ray Ray, or one of our drunk callers from Virginia, had posed that question today.
What? Girls don't like to be called broad?
Yeah, one of his drunk calls, because apparently he called some chick a broad.
Right.
Yeah.
I should have been a bit more alert.
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, that's surprising.
Yeah.
I was like, no wonder I always get kind of funny looks. Yeah.
What's next? Can't call him cunt?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm always like, you're some kind of broad. And then they leave.
What are we supposed to call him?
Yeah.
First name?
Yeah. Who's got time to learn
name?
That?
Name.
Boobies. By the way, we got a drunk call from some dude, and he didn't like Ronnie Beans.
So really?
Yeah.
What's up? This is Fergie. You know what, Ronnie fucking blowjob? If I didn't fucking love listening to Kiernan and Rocket so much, I would ram goddamn screwdrivers into my fucking ears when I hear your voice because you're so fucking irritating, man. You know, instead of goddamn Jenny going down on Dennis Hoff, maybe you should, because I'm sure your dick-sucking lips could do a much better job than Denny's. All right, fuck you. Bye.
What's up with that, Ron?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. You know, whatever, man. It's a team effort here. Maybe you won't like somebody in the show. Somebody doesn't like Rock. Somebody is like me. Some people don't like Jenny. You know? And I'm sure there's one or two. That's one of the two that doesn't like you, Ron.
That sounded like my dad.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of interesting. We never get negative stuff about Ronnie.
Yeah.
No.
It's a fun-loving Ron.
Yeah, everybody's Ronnie Beans. We have like a new contest during the drunk calls. How many times are we going to hear the fucking phrase Ronnie Beans?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it happens.
You know?
I guess. Why would you listen to the show then?
Who? Oh, hey, wait.
Well, he likes 2/3 of the people on here.
That was Pip Head Strong right there. Why listen?
Yeah.
Something else here. Something else going on.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean like, you know, I'm here every other week.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's that all about?
We're also expecting a drunk call from one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah. Let me periodically check.
Yeah. And he's in Las Vegas, and he's hanging out with the Playboy Racing team.
Really?
Yeah. And he left us this.
Who's that? Do I know?
It's NorCal James.
Oh.
He's in Vegas for some reason hanging out with the Playboy Racing team. He left this.
I was like, well, it's SoCal James. I have no idea if this is going to work because the fucking face is retarded up here. I'm on top of the Rio in fucking Las Vegas. And guys, tomorrow night, you'd better answer my call. All I have is a drunk call online. But you better call, answer it, because the reason I'm in Vegas, you knew I was coming to Vegas for my birthday. The reason it's free, I am with the Playboy Racing team. I swear to God. We have a free room at the Palms. We have free VIP passes everywhere in Vegas because our sponsor this fucking weekend, not mine, but the reason I'm here, we're with the fucking Playboy Racing team. I swear to God. You show up, fucking ass tails you here. It follows you everywhere. I'm on top of the Rio. I'm looking at the Palm. I have a raging guard dog because there's so many girls there. And this is nuts. Yo, Pimpy and girl, I say hi. And I'm drunk as fuck and love it. I love it. I'll tell you guys tomorrow during the show from the Playboy party. And I swear to God, I will try and get Playmates on the phone. I don't know if it will work, but I will try to get them on the phone.
So there you go, everybody. NorCal James from Vegas at the top of the Rio, Ronnie Beans.
Top of the Rio.
You ever been to the Rio?
No, I've been to the Rio. I've never been to the top of the Rio.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not really sure what goes on there.
Looks like a nice place. It's off the strip a little bit, but it looks nice. Yeah, so apparently he's going to be calling in from a Playboy party or something.
Well, the Rio's a crazy place. The Rio is a crazy place. A lot of partying going down there.
Yeah, Rio and the Palms are kind of near each other.
Yes, like right across the street, sort of.
And
like off the strip.
If you've been to Vegas recently, right across the street from the Palms is like a Playboy at the Palms building going up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what's a Playboy racing team? Like,
I don't know. Playboy has everything. They have like the Playboy softball team.
No, I mean, like, is it like Playboy Playmates who run around?
I guess they have a car that says Playboy on the side of it, and then they have like the girls, you know, that
show
off the car.
I have a question, because I was watching The Girls Next Door the other day, and what's going to happen when Hef dies? Is everything going to shut down, or is it?
He's got a kid. He's got a couple kids. His daughter runs the day-to-day operations
now.
Oh,
shit.
And he's got a son who's like 22, who's probably the luckiest guy on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah, Hef don't do anything anymore.
Nah, he's sort of like...
he's living the life.
Yeah.
He's got to work it up just to bang him three bros.
He's old,
even if
dude.
He is.
There's no way he's banging any of them.
He is old.
Dude, I like that young chick, man.
Did you see the one where they were on the train?
Never. The train.
Yeah, he's got like his own train. And they went from like LA to San Diego on the train, and he's like in his he's got the outfit, the smoking jacket.
Oh,
he's
right.
Got like the Captain and Tennille hat.
Yeah, I did see that episode.
I was like, dude, that guy's awesome. Like he's just
he's reading the paper. And the other three are like dancing around.
Yeah, he's got the slippers on, you know.
He just wants quiet time and the three young broads are dancing around. Oh, we're on a train.
The guy wears pajamas like all day.
That is hardcore. Like, I mean, a plane, having your own train, I think, is probably a sign of like you got a lot of cash.
Yeah, because who can afford to go around on a train?
Then you got to also pay off like all the other train systems so you can ride on. That's it. If you want to prove you got some serious cash, get your own train.
Yeah, now all the rappers will fucking take an Amtrak.
Yeah,
this is my train, dog.
And it'll have
it's rolling on dubs.
Spinners.
Yeah, right. Got it. Like 18-inch rims.
Fucking train is spinning. It's spinning, buddy. It's spinning.
Yeah. I want to see like 50 Cent with his own train.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing unless you got your own train, bitch.
Yeah.
Got a gold grill on the front of it.
Yeah. With like a, you know.
Yeah, so we got a lot to do on today's show.
Nope.
We got two comedians coming on the program, Johnny Millwater and Tim Kidd. They'd be coming on the program. Don't know much about them, but apparently they're funny guys. They were recommended to come on the program, so they're coming on the program. Pretty good stuff. And we're going to be joined by Monty, our DJ friend from Florida. Monty.
Who's also a comedian. So technically
she's also a comedian, but she's a pop DJ from West Palm Beach on Wild 95.5 something. Wild 95.5, I believe that is.
There you go.
And that's what's going on, everybody. So we're going to have a good show. Hanging out on a Labor Day weekend. We'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com stuff right after this. All right. Bye.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Holy Christ. Where's my radio talent?
Now with 20% more self-loathing.
on the board celebrities that should be dead. Polish Shore.
Tom Arnold.
Michael Jackson.
The Hammer.
Tito Jackson.
Roseanne Barr.
Michael Jackson.
I got one.
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone?
Karl Malone?
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, good one.
Wait, Karl Malone is worse than Billy Crystal?
Eddie Murphy.
Joe Pesci.
Anybody who plays for the Red Sox?
Nick DeBone.
No!
Damn you.
Hey, he said celebrities.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a pedophile.
They're saying Nicolas Cage on the chat room feedback. Elizabeth Shue.
I was just going to say Elizabeth Shue. That's so weird.
Oh.
Woody Harrelson.
Coach from Cheers.
Yeah.
He's already dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Ted Danson.
Ted Danson should be dead.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Tony Danza.
No!
No, we like Tony Danza.
No.
Tony Danza should live.
He was in a porno.
Yes.
Keep him alive.
Kill him.
The little kid from Saved by the Bell.
Which one?
I don't know. All of them.
Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder should be dead.
Dorky kid from Wonder Years.
Screech. Are you too modern?
How many celebrities is that?
I don't know.
Not enough. Keep going.
Carson Daly.
Oh,
Carson Daly twice. In a real painful way.
Terry.
No.
Yo, DJ Clue from MTV. Can't even freaking speak.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Ah, nice people.
Bill Bellamy.
Bill Bellamy should be dead.
Don Imus.
Dead.
CERN.
Dead.
Star Jones.
Stuttering John.
No, we just cut out all audio.
I'm still on. Yuckle the Clown.
I can disconnect this.
Sorry.
There we go.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Jerry Springer.
Two gone. Out. You know, all this spell signifies that you're going to die tomorrow, so.
Jar Jar Binks.
Nice.
Steven Spielberg? Actually, no, we had no entertainment. Take that one back.
Slame Moon Fry.
Oh.
Mm.
Yoda.
All right.
He's cool. Come on.
Jeez. Brad Pitt.
What's he, like a million and a half years old?
Brad Pitt, because that would mean Jennifer Aniston's available.
The other, Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing. Gone.
Ryan Phillippe then.
Yeah, out. Because yeah. This chick's hot.
Chet Lemons?
Alright, we're running out of show.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show back in break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Kieran McCann, Ronnie Beans, Rocket in studio. Shadow of the Sun, Audio Slave. Good band. This is from the soundtrack of that movie that I forget the name of.
Oh, I know. Oh. I don't know.
I'm gonna forget. Tom Cruise is in it.
Jerry Maguire?
No.
Mission Impossible 3?
Shout out to Sergeant J-Dub in Baghdad.
Magnolia?
Negative.
War of the Worlds?
No.
Days of Thunder?
Negative.
Risky Business?
Oh.
No, what was that movie with the bar?
Cocktail.
Cocktail.
I think you're right on that one. I think you're right. Cocktail.
Yeah.
Soundtrack of Cocktail.
Yes, this song.
This song, you can Ooh. Find it.
Who knew, who knew Cocktail had a very progressive soundtrack?
Yeah. Who knew that movie was going to be people talking about it 20 years later?
Yeah, it's like a
Cocktail.
Punchline.
But shout out to Sergeant J-Dub, everybody.
Yeah.
He's a member of the LunaticRadio.com message board, and he's a listener of the program, and
J-Dub.
He's in Baghdad.
Yes.
Holding it down. Holding That's it awesome. Down in Baghdad, man.
And he's listening to us.
Loves really? The show.
Dude, don't listen to us while you're doing stuff.
Yeah. He wrote us an email, you know, saying that, you know, every time he has some time to kill, he tunes into the program.
Well, that's cool.
And it's he likes that we're it's good to hear people that are real and don't give a shit.
That's us.
That's us.
Which is us.
To a T. Yeah.
So it's cool. He likes the show. So shout out to him. I wish I knew what company he was
awesome.
In. Or he commands or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Dude, send us a drunk too. Call. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Someone sent a drunk call.
No, I mean.
I don't want him over there drunk.
Well, you know what I mean.
You just send a call on the drunk call line.
Send us a shout out. I mean, I don't know if they get like, I don't know if they get like a certain amount of time and he probably might not want to waste it to call us.
Yeah.
Probably rather talk to his family, but if you have extra time, send us a call.
Yeah. If J-Dub, yeah. If he can just send me the names of some people he wants to shout out, I'll do that.
Or your, what do they call him? Like your team, not your team.
His
squad.
Squad there. His platoon.
Yeah. His platoon.
Could you, I hope it helps.
They're such numbskulls. If he's a sergeant, does that mean he's in control of like a group of dudes?
Yeah, I think so.
Can he tell people to drop down and give him 20 on behalf of Lunatic Radio?
Yeah, on behalf of us, you might as well make it 2. Drop down and give him 2. Because that's about, between the three of us, I think we could muster 2 push-ups.
One and the second one's optional.
Yeah, Kieran's good for 1, and I think I'm good for about a half, you know?
And Rock will just pick up the slack.
Yeah. I could go down. It's not coming back up. Yeah. Gravity.
Push downs. You're the master.
Down. I could go. Yeah, push downs. I'm there. He's like one of those like racing jacks, you know, like a NASCAR jack to kind of shoot me back up.
It's pretty cool when you get some troops listening to your radio program.
Dude, you don't even like. I don't know. We should like send him a sticker or something to put on his helmet.
I know. That'd be cool if he could like just write like Lunatic Radio in the dust on a tank or something.
Right, yeah.
Now we want him to do stuff for us.
Yeah.
That guy's got to worry about getting shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Or send him like a shirt that says like, you know, insurgents, you know, me one, insurgents nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, so J-Dub, man, word up. We also got an email from a kid at the BFN Networks. He wrote us a long, long email telling us about, you know, this guy does a radio show also on the internet. And for some reason, he does it like half the year in Washington, D.C. and half the year in Chicago. But he's on a college radio station as well, I guess, in Chicago. So I guess he goes to school there. Oh, the University of Illinois. Yes, he does. And he was just searching around the internet one day and he found our show and he was just telling us how good we are. He really likes the show. I don't know.
Well, okay.
I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much.
That's how you respond, Kieran. You say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. He goes by the name Bob Double B. I can't read it.
Way to go, guy. Give me
Bob Double Bina Villa.
No, stop
Bina
it.
Villa.
Give me that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm having brain farts. At the bottom. It's his radio moniker. Don't read his real name.
It's Bob Dabalina.
Dabalina. Thank you.
Well, that used to be it. Well, Bob Dabalina was an old hip hop song by Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Dabalina.
Yeah. Used to be like, I forget how it was like, he would say something, he'd go, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mm-hmm. Paging Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Oh, right. I remember the freaking song.
It wasn't paging. It was something else. But he was like, Bob Dabalina. Do look it up on Amazon.
Okay. So shout out to Bob Dabalina and all the people at
Mr. Bob
WUIC, W-U-I-C, the college radio station, University of Illinois in Chicago. Shout out to Bob Dabalina and all those people. Thank you for listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. And word up. Let me do a call-in. I'll do a call-in on the show.
How do you spell Dabalina?
No. Put Del the Funky Homo Sapien. That's like the only song that anybody ever knows of him.
Artist page.
Oh wait, there's a Wikipedia on this guy. Hold on, this could be interesting.
Is it Wikipedia or Wikipedia?
It's however you feel.
I always say Wikipedia.
It's like, I don't know. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
From one professional, albeit online DJ, to another, keep up the great work.
I say Caribbean.
Yeah.
So what do you want to know on him?
Do they have like a link to the song where you can hear it?
Oh, I'd have to do it over here.
By the way, this is the second person. Bob Dabalina writes, P.S. I don't like when you guys burp into the microphone. We don't do it. Well, we do it on purpose.
Well,
Ron vents.
I burp on the radio.
When we got, we don't have like cough buttons or anything.
No.
So we can't hit the cough button to drop our voices out. So
anybody who knows me knows that I have what they call the GERT. You know,
so when we have gas or something, we just in the microphones in front of us, we just let it out.
I've got the GERT.
It's not a
which means that I basically vent all day.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, you know what's interesting on this guy?
What
he did stuff with Deltron 3030. He worked on a couple Clint Eastwood track and Rock the House with Gorillaz.
Right,
and he was with Dinosaur Jr. on the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Yeah, he's been all over the place.
That's but crazy.
Like, he's one of those guys. You like, I knew he did Gorillaz. And some other stuff, but like he's one of those guys where like he's on a lot of stuff that but that you never have heard of him.
Right, yeah. That's
Bob crazy. Dabalina.
Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Yeah, I remember that guy. Look at that. What are we doing?
Nothing.
What are
we doing? Yeah. All right. So I guess no Monty. But we had audio of Monty rocket turned me onto this. He was listening to the Opie and Anthony radio program. And I guess O&A were taking a call from some dude in West Palm Beach. And Ralphie May, the comedian Ralphie May, was in studio. And he gave Monty a little shout out. So let's play the audio of that, Rock. So this is the reason why we're having Monty on the show.
Sure.
Because we were kind of interested when we heard it. We were like, is that our Monty? The Monty we talk to?
Our Monty.
Yeah, like she's ours.
She's ours.
So here we go.
Then you come and you hit someone in the keys. Well, actually, if the wind's going this way. All right. You hit someone in, like, North Carolina.
Outer Banks.
Right.
We're here to save the turtles.
All right, boys. Punching out. Keep up the good work.
Please call us and whack off in a hurricane.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to videotape it, too, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank
By the
I'll
way,
make my mother proud again.
my friend Monty is on the radio, same station. After
I know
y'all.
Monty.
Yeah. She's
yeah.
great.
Oh, I don't know Monty.
Oh, sorry.
Chris, look with the he.
What?
Nothing.
All right. So let's go to Fred in Indiana.
So there you go.
Right. Wow, the big Monty.
That was a big Monty shout out.
Awesome.
On the Opie and Anthony radio program.
Yeah, but good for her, you know? She's doing a little thing down.
Rocket heard it. He was like, he gave me a call. He's like, dude, I think I heard Ralphie May shout out Monty on O&A show today. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I listened to the playback, and sure enough, it was her.
Good for her.
Wild 95.5.
So what? I want to know what her deal is with Ralphie May. Like, are they like comedy?
Well, Monty
buddies?
Monty also our comedian friend is a comedian.
That was funny.
Are they colleagues? Are they equals?
Yeah. Do they work on the same level?
That was a Seinfeld episode that I just saw.
Oh.
You know the one with Cousin Jeffrey? You know, Uncle Leo?
I don't remember TV shows like you do, Ron.
Oh, Cousin Jeffrey and Uncle Leo's telling Jerry about how Cousin Jeffrey hangs out with his boss all the time. And uh-huh. He's like, they have discussions. They talk like colleagues. Colleagues, not collies. Colleagues as equals, Jerry. Equals. Sorry.
All right. So there you go. Word of mouth.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So Monty got a shout out. That's why apparently she's supposed to call in.
Yeah,
I guess not.
I'm bummed.
This happened a couple weeks ago. Don Vito got arrested. Anybody hear that news? Apparently he was in Colorado or something, and he was filming on some chicks. He does all these bar gigs. That's what Don Vito does. He just goes to bars around the country.
He was at CPI this year.
And, you know, I guess when he does the bar gigs, people want to take pictures with him. He always ends up having, like, chicks want to have pictures of him. Mm-hmm. And Don Vito has a couple beers or something like that. I'm just speculating now. But, you know, the chicks come over. They want to have a picture with him. He's a little hammered. You know, his hands might end up somewhere where they're not supposed to be. And apparently that happened. And a girl got mad, called the cops, and Don Vito ended up in jail. And then he was released, but he wasn't allowed to leave Colorado. Now, I don't know what the update is on the story, if he's out of Colorado and back in Westchester, but that's what happened. Don Vito got arrested. You knew that was going to happen sooner or later. One of them guys.
I saw some girl sucking his foot off once.
Don Vito.
Brutal.
Is that really like Bam Margera's uncle?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't watch any of that crap.
They have a new thing coming out.
Yeah,
the Jackass 2.
Number 2.
I saw a clip of it on the internet today.
I'm sure it'll be
Johnny Knoxville getting blasted by a bull.
I'm sure it'll be a motion picture triumph.
Dude, I hope there's no shit involved in this one, because the last one they had like this kid and he had to hold shit in, and he took a shit on himself in the van there. They're like traveling in a van. The kid just shat his pants.
Bootsy!
Yeah, dude. I can't have that. Please, yeah. Please no more shit in this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw the original Jackass. Like, it just didn't interest me at all.
Yeah. So.
I don't think I'll see this one either.
What is Josh Gogan writing?
I'm Don Vito, and this is the Pedo Pinch.
I don't know what that means.
MySpace.com/Josh Gogan.
I don't know what that means.
P-E-D-O, pedo?
I don't know.
Pedo? Pedo Pinch?
The Pedo Pinch? Maybe you have to see the movie. I don't know.
I have no idea what the hell that's about. The VMAs were this week, everybody.
Oh. Brutal.
Brutal.
Greatest moment in TV history ever.
No, Monty, you get the VMA coverage.
Yeah, you lose.
which part was the greatest moment in TV history? Or the whole thing?
Greatest moment in general, the whole thing. Greatest moment in TV history.
I read in the New York Post today that the MTV awards aren't the big thing anymore.
No, they're losing listeners, viewers, like, constantly.
Back 4 or 5 years
ago. They're almost like half the listeners they used to.
Back 4 or 5 years ago, the MTV Music Awards, or Video Music Awards.
Must see.
Would pull in like 12 million viewers.
Absolutely.
This year did 6 million.
6 million. Half.
Half.
Half. Like Eddie Murphy.
Half.
Half. Which got me thinking. I was like, maybe it's like, because I always say, like, oh, maybe we're getting too old just to watch MTV and we just don't get it anymore.
Right.
But I guess that's not the case. I guess it's MTV's fault by playing all that shitty music.
They don't get it anymore.
They turned Nickelodeon into, what did I say? They turned MTV into Nickelodeon. That's what I meant to say.
Right.
And it's stupid.
Yeah. Brutal.
Back in the day.
I watched it. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, so did I.
It was brutal. Horrible.
It was boring. There was not one cool moment.
No. None.
Or surprise.
No, none. Especially, and the Killers are like the band that takes it out.
I know. And, turn your sets off, man.
Yeah. I'm like, back in the day, the people who closed it was huge.
It was a surprise thing.
Yeah, it was big. It was a big deal. Like, I remember when Pearl Jam and, Pearl Jam and Neil Young closed it once. And
yeah.
It was nuts. And the Chili Peppers did it, and NXS did it 1 year, back when NXS was still hanging around. And then Guns N' Roses did it that 1 year.
Who was the opening act this year? Was
Justin Timberlake.
Right.
Well, I remember when Metallica opened it up 1 year, and just some, like, good. Like, there was where you were like, I have to watch this because something crazy is going to happen. Like, yeah. Some really good band is going to play that I got
to
see.
I got to have something to talk about at work tomorrow because I got to see this.
Water cooler.
Yeah.
And out of all the bands that were there, was there any band that you were like, wow, I got to watch that? Right. Nothing. No. Nothing.
They open up with some band, like, in the pre-show at the top of The Rock, as they were calling it.
Oh,
The Return of...
Yeah, My Chemical Romance.
Didn't even know they
you know what happened? The guy cut his hair and dyed it blonde. That was the whole thing.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
We should do that. Whoa. We should have, like, a big return.
Josh Gogan checking in. The Teen Choice Awards were more exciting.
Yes,
they were.
It was brutal.
And why is, with all these new rock bands, everybody looks like they're dressed out of, like, like the 1800s.
Right. Panic at the Disco.
And they all have this, like, pressed hair. I saw more fucking rock stars tweezing and tightening and fixing their hair that night. I wanted to fucking punch every single one of them.
And how about that dude who jumped up on stage and was like, yo, my, he did his, like, whole soy bomb thing.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That guy's always doing that. That some black guy just jumps on the stage.
Yeah, whatever.
Yo, and that was even like, Philly.
Yeah, and everybody was like, nah, nobody even cared about that.
Bah. I mean, I guess the one cool thing that they did do was they threw, like, backstage cameras. If you logged on to, like, MTV Broadband, you can check out all the backstage festivities, which was pretty much hallways filled with people.
Right.
That's all that happened.
I thought what I thought was funny was at the beginning of the show and the pre-show, they tried to interview Puff Daddy.
Right.
His, like, helper was like, yeah, Diddy's not talking. And he did all the talking for him, and he didn't say, like, he wouldn't, he wouldn't talk.
Yeah, that was Diddy's shtick this year.
Yeah, and I was like, that's...
He wasn't talking to the reporters.
I was like, that's kind of cool, I suppose.
He had some dude answer the questions for him.
Yeah, see, you know what I would do, and I know I've said this before, but what I would do is I'd call everybody Larry. And I'd be like, I don't care. I'd be like, how you doing, Larry? Everybody would be Larry. Guy, girl, everybody. Larry.
Wait, Ron. Tell me, did you see John Norris?
Yeah, he's like 100.
Yeah.
What's he even doing there?
But look, did you see his garb? He's trying to be young. Every fucking time I see this guy, he's got a new look.
He frosted his hair. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. And he's got like the little fucking teeny bopper sunglasses. Yeah.
And who's the other dude that's like 87 years old?
Kurt Loder.
But he looks the same every year.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Except every year he looks like he gives a fuck less.
Yeah. He's like, why the fuck am I still working at this company?
How am I still alive? Yeah. But yeah, John Norris. I'm like, how's John Norris still there?
John Old Spunky. He's like, hey, everybody, welcome to the MTV VMAs. It's the best thing, hippest thing in the world.
Do they even
45.
I was like, they don't even have VJs anymore.
No.
Like, they don't. They don't have VJs anymore because they never play music anymore.
No.
And they had Sway. Sway was there.
Sway Dizzle.
Yeah.
Sway Dizzle holding it
and
down.
And then the other chicks, Suchin, whatever.
Yeah, who is... I don't like her.
Megafoots wanted to know, was there anything good? Like, did Jack Black do anything good?
Jack Black stunk.
Nah, he just, you know what? They didn't give him a lot to work with. That was his problem.
He's always trying to do some sort of like character or something. Yeah. I don't get Jack
Black. Did you see when Pink won her award and she was like, oh my God, trying to be like, I was like, yeah, try to play it off like you don't care. If you didn't care, you wouldn't have shown up.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me that. Oh, I'm too cool to get an award.
Yeah, here's the audio of Pink getting her award for something.
I totally won. That's awesome. First of all, I want to say thank you to Dave Myers, who was not afraid to...
She noticed that the joke was just bombing.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to be such a rebel and everything like that. You want to be a rebel? Don't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Kelly Clarkson player.
Yeah, don't show up. You know,
Kelly Clarkson was like, fuck this.
When you do like, when you pull like a Rage Against the Machine and being like, I'm not going, screw that.
Yeah.
You know, you can give me all the awards you want. I'm not coming.
Dude, no raucous shit is going to happen when you got fucking rock stars who are all primp and proper and fucking tweezing their hair.
Like, listen, Pink's trying to be like, I don't even know. Like, she's trying to be like one of those, you know, like political statement. Give me a break.
Yeah, here we go. Here's more.
Make this video with me. I want to thank Jive for not being afraid to put the record out. It's all good fun.
Yeah. Not being afraid to put the record out. Oh my God. It was the most controversial record of all time.
Yeah. He fucking wrote a song about fake boobs.
Yeah. Give me a break. Like they were like, oh my God, what's going to happen if we put this record out? Armageddon.
We might not sell anything. That's the controversy.
I broke it.
Shut up.
You guys have a really good night, okay?
Boo.
She's almost a dwarf. You ever see her body?
No.
It's kind of like a dwarf.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I always thought it was kind of like a guy.
Another reason why Kelly Clarkson wins.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson rules. Ron, you missed last week's show, but Kelly Clarkson was drunk on a stage with...
Metal School.
I saw the clip.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
The message board.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We love Kelly Clarkson.
But I mean, you know, like, you're trying to play yourself off like you're some sort of, like, you know... person that's like, you know, treading new ground and making, you know, going out on a limb and you know, doing stuff that not everybody's gonna get. Like, you're like Radiohead, where you put out an album that nobody gets, but you're gonna put it out anyway, you know. And give me a break. Stupid.
I actually, you know what, one thing that did surprise me, and I'm fucking scratching for shit that fucking surprised me when I watched this fucking thing, but this guy Chamillionaire, he's a rapper. Chamillionaire, I think, or Chamillionaire or something. Anyway, this guy won an award, and I was expecting him to come, because he's, you know, a young kid, whatever. I was expecting him to come up on stage and go, yo, what up to my players down in fucking New Orleans, holding it down, rolling on dubs,
album dropping next week.
Yeah, but this is what he said.
Man, I cannot believe I just won this award, man. I'm sitting behind 50 Cent, and he just told me I was going to win. I did not believe it, man. This is crazy, man. Man, a person could not thank God as much as I thank God this year. I feel like God been blessing me like crazy, man. So first off, I got to give thanks to God. I want to say thanks to MTV, all the fans that have been supporting me since day one. I want to say thanks to Universal.
Where's the rolling on dubs or the shout-outs to my homeboys? Yeah. Where's that?
Well, I don't know.
He's like a nice kid.
I don't know. Does he go there?
He's really appreciative.
Okay.
Maybe at the end he does a little shout out.
Universal, my publicity, management, everybody. I don't want to start naming names and make nobody mad. You know what I'm saying? I do want to give a special rest in peace shout out to Fat Pat, DJ Screw, who's a legendary Screw Click member who lost his life recently. And he was on a bonus disc of my album. And he always let me know about the importance of being humble. So I definitely want to dedicate this award to him.
Humble.
And yesterday I was supposed to do an interview for 2020 for the song Riding about racial profiling, and they canceled it. And that ruined my week, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to say this award right here just made my year. Shout out to Life Garland, the director. You know, shout out to Crazy Bone.
All right, whatever. Now he's doing shout outs.
Yo, he shouted out Fat Pat.
Yeah. But he was a humble kid. Usually rappers don't like that.
Well, good for him.
They're all blinged out and shit.
Maybe he's got a future.
Yeah, dude.
It's true. Josh pointing out he's not even forming contractions. I did not didn't. All he needed to say was momentous occasion. That's all he needed.
Momentous occasion.
Did this award be fat?
Now, what if he got up there and said, "I was, you know, before I got this award, I was just, you know, wondering about the melancholy of life without art."
Reference.
That was good.
Old reference.
So what do you want to hear? I got every clip from the...
I want to hear the whole show in its entirety. Because we got nothing else to do tonight.
All right, I'll do the awards. You want to do the awards? Do you want to hear what the Pussycat Dolls had to say?
Oh!
No.
Do you want to hear what AFI had to say?
Actually, I want to hear the Pussycat Dolls. I want to see what they sound like not singing.
Well, only two of them sing.
One sing.
What?
Yeah, there's only two of them that actually do any singing.
I thought it was only one.
No, there's two. There's the one girl who does sing and the black chick.
All right.
They're the only ones who actually can sing.
Wait, there's a black chick?
Yeah.
That's false advertising.
Wait, the lead singer is a black chick?
No. The lead singer, she's like Hawaiian or something.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a black girl in there.
All right.
And so she's the sister. Those two sing. The other ones don't.
You know, I bought the album in the hopes that they were all singing.
Shut up. You didn't buy the album.
Cheap joke.
You know, he's in the car ride home. He's like, loosen up my buttons.
By the way, if this award show was true to form, none of these artists should be getting up to accept these awards. It should be the directors of the videos or the people who produced them.
Well, they shouted out Hype Williams. They gave him the Video Vanguard Award.
Yeah, that was boring, too.
Hype.
We want to thank Robin Anton, the original Pussycat Doll, for her vision.
This is the lead singer, dude.
And
chick.
Her directions for this whole thing. We wouldn't be here without her. We want to thank Doug Morris, Jimmy Iovine, and Ron Fair for being the...
I want to fucking bang this chick up the ash. That's what I'm thinking, Ronnie.
Dude,
means.
She's hot.
She's very smoking. Very she's got hot. A great ass. I just want her to dance like that, though. Like, if I'm in the bedroom with her, she's got to do like a Pussycat Doll dance.
She's very hot.
Get me all worked up.
Very hot.
That's what I'm thinking.
Music geniuses that they are, were believing in us, seeing this before anybody else did, and making it come to life. And we want to thank all of our family at Interscope and A&M Records, Sean, Garrett, and Polo to Don for loosening up our buttons.
Yeah.
Loosen up my buttons.
To be here tonight.
I love that fucking song, man.
We want to say thank you to our manager, Jeff Haddad. I'm so nervous.
Why are they so
also,
out of breath?
Also, Jeff Norskog, Charity Lomax, and Brian Cross are like taking care of us on tour. Hi, Mom.
Like Mickey Mouse.
Francis Lawrence, who directed this incredible video. He really captured what we're all about. And
Snoop Dogg, D-O-double-G.
Put his feet down.
Shut
and
up.
What are they doing? Charlie Wilson.
Just get naked.
She got the side kick out.
Just dyke out on stage. Something.
I'm shaking, and we want to thank Mikey Minden for helping us perfect our...
They all sound like chipmunks or something.
They all sound like the same person.
Yeah, they do, actually. They all sound the same.
Do they all talk?
I think so.
And Dave Pensado and everybody at MTV and my mom, her name's Elia. I love you.
We're going to try and make this quick. Sorry, guys. We're really excited. We want to thank all of our
friends. There's seven of us.
Oh, my God. I got to say.
Love you guys.
Love, and I'm giving it to you right now. And thank you to all of our fans for making it happen.
Way to thank the last.
She just insulted her whole group.
Yeah.
Saying that we're just dancers. We're not singers. We got one person that sings, the rest of us dance.
love how the fans
I told you, there's only two of them that actually sing.
Yeah, one sings backup. She does like harmonies or something. Which is probably in studio, the lead singer chick singing over the track.
Yeah.
So you only really hear one voice on that entire album.
Yeah, they just have that one girl sing like five different harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
Slap her over each other.
Nice. Well, Axl Rose was there. There's one thing. And he presented the Killers.
Oh, great.
And he just came out and said, hey, here's the Killers. But
proof that Axl's not dead.
Apparently, he dropped some sort of curse word because they bleeped it. Wonderful.
You know what Axl's middle name is?
What?
Irrelevant. I don't think I'm really much of a prisoner.
Irrelevant?
I was
irrelevant.
Asked to do this, and I really wasn't sure about it. And then
right, yeah.
When's Chinese democracy coming out there, douche?
And how about he had to throw that in there? He was like, you know, I didn't really want to do it, but I did it anyway. Yeah. Guy, you should be looking for as much FaceTime as possible.
Yeah.
You're irrelevant.
Christina Aguilera, the hot piece of ass. I was hoping she was going to sing her little pop tune she has.
She didn't.
Not because I liked the song, because I wanted to see her dance around in her skibbies. And she didn't. She sang some fucking acapella thing. Not acapella. All right, shut up.
And you're done.
And you're done. Shakira, the...
Shakira!
The belly dancer. She was there. All these chicks need to get naked. Keep us paying attention.
Shakira cannot sing.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
She cannot sing at all.
She pseudo yodels.
Dude, she shakes her ass. People go crazy, but she can absolutely positively
There's
not
a
sing.
Difference between having a good voice and having the talent to sing.
Yeah, she can't sing.
Like everybody, Ronnie Beans, Rocket, they can all be taught how to sing, but we're not going to be good singers because we don't have good voices.
She can't sing.
She can't sing.
She wouldn't win American Idol. I'm telling you.
No, no way.
Yeah, she's not winning American Idol.
She might make the top 20 or whatever the hell
it
is.
She's not winning.
You're going to Hollywood.
Yeah, she's not winning American Idol.
Dog.
Dog.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, dog.
Beyonce performed. I'm sick of this chick, though. Not the picture perfect movie everyone would have seen. Apparently, she's getting all violent now. She's not the prissy chick anymore. Beyonce apparently is getting laid.
So now she changed,
she's getting mad.
She changed her tune now.
She's waking up in the morning and her ass, she can't walk because her ass is bow-legged.
Ooh.
She's all bow-legged.
Is she still with Jay-Z?
Jay-Z's giving it up the ass.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Who does that? Ice Cube? I wonder if when he's banging chicks in the ass, I wonder if Ice Cube goes, yay, yay.
I don't know.
Anybody? No comments?
No one.
Hey, proof positive that rap music sucks live.
Oh.
Luda. And this guy named T.I. I know all the black. These guys are millionaires.
I could do this.
These guys have more money than they can count.
I don't know, guy.
Which is not saying much, because if they had $15 in their pocket, it'd be like, how much is this?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
We can do this.
I don't know. I'm like, where are the Beastie Boys when you need them?
Yeah, exactly. Help. Yeah.
Where's Chuck D? You know?
I don't know. I don't know.
We be rolling. We be rolling with our 40. We rolling. Give me money.
Yeah,
right there.
All right, Ronnie Beans, I'm going to play this clip here.
Okay.
Tell me how many words, just by holding up your finger, go one, two. Tell me how many words you understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, I understand every time he says, you know. And then after that, I lost it. This is like, you know how to buy it now. Kids love this.
I got got two. Two. I counted two that I heard. I heard the word okay album. And I heard the word car.
No, we shouldn't. We should not make our own rap.
Come on.
Album.
I heard the word okay. No car. Just put a beat behind it. We're fucking set, dude. We're rolling on dubs.
No.
We got lowriders and having cribs come.
Yeah, we're going to have the train with the grill in front of it.
Yeah.
The train.
I noticed I was watching Cribs on MTV a couple days ago, and they had like a bunch of rappers on, and they're showing all their cars in the driveway, and they're going, I bought this. I don't lease it. That's like the big thing to say now.
Right.
I own it.
Even that show's like having no point, because on a recent Cribs, they had one of the Gorillaz characters, Crib. You know, the gorillas are just, you know, animated characters.
Oh, which one?
The bassist guy.
How does the show Cribs jump the shark?
Yeah, there it is.
Murdoch?
Yeah. So they did a Cribs on Murdoch.
And when they show an animated house?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm dead serious. Awful.
Who, in the meeting before the you know, when they were...
They had to spend tens of thousands of dollars making this show, this one episode, because it's entirely animated.
Who the fuck is running MTV?
Let's go there.
I believe it's those manatees from that South Park episode.
You know, the rock bands nowadays are phenomenal.
And rock, you put in quotes, right? Those rock, quote unquote, bands.
Yeah, this band is unbelievable. Their name is Panic at the Disco, right?
Oh!
And they're going to take over the world.
Your boys. Another band, figure out what they're saying.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Right.
Yeah, this is even this.
One. All right, there's a lot. Yeah, closing the goddamn door.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
These dudes look like chicks. I know the people like the hair bands back in the late 80s. You know, they wear makeup. They get the long hair. They all look like chicks. But these guys look like models on heroin.
Awesome.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
They're anorexic chick.
Yeah, fucking weirdos, man.
Chick.
What's happening to kids these days?
They suck.
All American rejects. Fuck you. Oh, Al Gore was there.
Panic at the gay bar. Cousin Rob with the funny.
Yeah. Panic at the gay bar. We ran out of lube. Panic right. at the gay bar.
Right. They're out of Dubonnet.
There's too many Miatas blocking the front door.
Panic at the gay bar. No more gerbils.
Too many Miatas.
Miatas.
Miatas. That's funny. There's no more hair gel. They ran out of Lover Lightener.
Al Gore was there giving a speech about global warming, and no one was paying attention.
Oh, so here we are in the 25th year of MTV, and that quarter century has given us some great memories, some great music, and some fantastic musicians here tonight. Christina Aguilera, T.I., Justin Timberlake, Beyonce are all 25 this year, and during their lifetime, our world has certainly come a long way. But because of the rapid buildup of global warming pollution in our Earth's atmosphere...
That's where you lose me.
Man bear pig?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. He was talking about global warming to a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
No.
They want to see Beyonce shaking her ass.
Just like Beyonce has humps, we have humps of trash and waste that we need to clean up. How do you make their...
How about this Avenged Sevenfold group? Are they a rock band?
I guess.
Barely.
Is that like... That's like fucking MTV's Rage Against the Machine nowadays.
Oh, I guess.
That's their most hard... That's their Marilyn Manson. That's their... what happened to MTV?
I don't know. They're horrible.
I think back in the day, you know, back in the day when you were a music group, you wanted to get your video on MTV.
I can't imagine
it's like that anymore.
Don't want it.
Because it's kind of like the kiss of death if you're a rock band or a hardcore rock band and you're played on TRL.
Yeah.
You know? It's got to be like, ah, fuck. Now we're...
done.
Now we're a part of that shit.
Right. Done.
Can't be hardcore anymore.
No.
First and foremost, we need to thank the fans, because without the fans, we've been nothing. So thank you all.
We want to thank MTV for still having a place for rock music.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a funny joke.
Yeah, what channel is he watching?
I know. He's watching Fuse.
Yeah.
Wrong channel, dick.
He's watching old Van Halen, like,
right.
Like, yeah,
he's watching the ESPN 8, The Ocho.
The Ocho.
Nice. Yeah, so the MTV Video Music Awards sucked. And it's, you would have been better off watching the Teen Choice Awards on Nickelodeon. Probably. That's what we're thinking.
I've been watching this new music channel, The Tube.
The Tube?
Yeah, it's on. It's like up in the hundreds on our cable network. But it's cool. It just plays. They haven't done a commercial now for a week. It's just been going. I don't know. Eventually, they're going to have to take a commercial break at some point. But it's cool. They just play music videos. You know, no, like, special sequences or anything. They just random videos anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get, like, an old Who Live video to, like, you know, like, Lauryn Hill next, you know. It's pretty cool, though.
Right.
Pretty cool channel. So if you get it, check it out. The Tube.
The Tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, I'll check that one out.
Cablevision kids have it.
Yeah, and that was about it, man. That's about it with the MTV Music Awards. It used to be the hottest thing to watch.
There isn't anything even
late
make,
August.
There isn't even anything to make fun of.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's the worst part about it.
They make fun of themselves on their, like,
yeah,
they're
like, just, it's so bad you just don't even want to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's just boring. I guess the one of the funnier parts if you're watching it, they're giving an award, the Video Vanguard Award, to Hype Williams.
Oh, really?
And
you think his mama named him Hype?
At the end of the presentation, they had Missy Elliott come out and, like, she started rapping.
Right.
But she was driving this little, like, go-kart thing.
Oh, yeah, hit her in the head.
I guess she was trying to remake one of the videos she made with Hype Williams, and she's running this big, like, bag thing, and she couldn't get out of the car because she was stuck in it.
Can't get out of the car.
I can't. She's rapping. She's like an asshole on stage. Kind of embarrassing, I guess. She almost drove off the stage, too, which would have been funny. And that's about it, man. Where have you gone, MTV?
I wish I had, like, Zellweger on. At least we could have.
Why am I longing for the days of Carson Daly?
Yeah, because you like him.
I'm a tool in every conceivable way.
Yeah. So, all right, let's do a break. We'll come back. More lunaticradio.com hijinks, everybody, right after this.
Hey, this is Crazy Clown. It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. And you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
Put the fucking lotion in the bag!
It's lunaticradio.com. It's Lunatic Radio.
I love the cock.
.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. I believe we have a caller on the line. Who's this? Hello.
How are you?
Hi, is this Tim Kidd?
This is Tim Kidd.
Hey, Tim. Welcome to the program, man.
How's it going?
It's Kieran McCann, Ronnie Beans, and the CEO Rocket here.
Hi. Yo.
What is that, Jenny with you?
No, that actually was a male. His name's Rocket. He's a little bit gay.
Just a little noxious.
Damn it, I was hoping on Jenny Blowjob.
That's what all my guests say.
Instead, you got three dudes.
Yeah,
dude.
Great.
And we're
this will be fun, too.
we're just sucking ass today. Tim's a comedian, everybody, out of North Carolina. Is that correct?
That's correct. Just moved here.
Oh, really? Where'd you live originally? Yep.
I'm out of Compton.
Nice.
Nice. Hey!
Rolling on dubs.
I'm originally from Kentucky. That's even funnier, right?
Yeah, we were just talking about, actually, the death of Steve Irwin. Do you know what that is?
The death of who?
The crocodile hunter.
You're kidding me. He died?
Yeah, dude.
I'm out of the loop, man.
Yeah, the crocodile hunter was filming a documentary about the most dangerous animals on the planet. He decided to go swimming with some stingrays and got stung in the heart.
You're kidding, man.
And he died.
That's
wow, serious. Well, you know, that's not the smartest fucking thing to do in the world.
Yeah, it's kind of. I felt kind of sad, but then I was like, it's kind of ironic a little bit or funny.
They're going to act like it's tragic. Oh, my God, it's tragic. No, it's not fucking tragic. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. If you're wrestling and with dangerous animals, you're going to get bit or wounded severely, fatally.
If I'm driving down the highway and a stingray gets me in the chest, that's fucking tragic.
Yeah.
If I jump into a pool of them, well, that's just fucking common sense.
Dude, that would be, if you were driving down the highway and got stung by a stingray, that means, like, they're taking over the world.
Yeah. They could be, man. Who knows?
Yeah, so...
That's the aliens.
So, Tim, tell us about a little bit about your career. What have you been doing? How long have you been in the business? What's going on?
About 5 years now I've been doing it. I was started off in Florida. And Florida, if any of the bookers are listening, the Florida pay sucks. So I decided to move up north and try the clubs up in the northern region of the country.
Yeah, and
they suck too.
Yeah, and you've been doing comedy around the, I guess, the Southeast. I was checking out some of your gigs you got coming up. It looks like you're playing a little bit of the Midwest and Southeast. Is that cool for you? Can you make a living doing that?
Barely. You don't get to eat much. A lot of crappy McDonald's. Until you get like a TV credit, I guess.
Yeah,
it's you can't make a living. People tell me, give me advice. I tell them, don't do comedy.
Then why did you choose it as a profession? Are you like me where you can't really do anything else?
Yeah, I was desperate. I was desperate as you could get.
It's either comedy or working at McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese or something.
I tried to sing for Guns N' Roses. They wouldn't have it. I figured if Axel could do it, who couldn't?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, by the way, Axel, we were just talking about Axel, too. He was at the Video Music Awards, and he still looks psycho to me, Axel Rose. And Axel says, Tim, that album he's been talking about for a decade is coming out this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've only heard that for the last 9 years.
No, I don't understand what's
up. I'm an Axel fan, actually.
Really? You like the Guns N' Roses?
Yeah. It sounds like a car park, don't it? I'm an Axel fan.
Yeah, so...
It was cool when they were together. I mean, it was good when they were together, but now they're both not worth a shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
How many listeners do you got? Can y'all tell? Can y'all, like, do, like, a Nielsen rating and shit?
Rocket?
How can we tell how many listeners we have?
Can you do it, like, as you're going?
Live?
Yeah.
Yes, live. I guess we can do that, right?
Live.
Are you going anywhere with this? Because we don't have many.
Really. I was curious.
Oh, yeah.
It's like eight.
There's like eight listening, I think.
All eight of them are listening right now. I'm just off a Guns N' Roses fan.
Yeah. We get a lot more listeners on the podcast because I guess that's the big hype thing to do. Have the podcast going. I guess podcasting is taking off. I don't know. I don't know anything.
I don't even know what that fucking is.
Exactly. See? So Tim's got a couple gigs. He joins us on the program. He's got a couple gigs playing the Comedy Zone in Preston, Kentucky on the 7th.
Going back home to Kentucky.
And in Charleston, West Virginia, man. You're playing some big states there.
I'm huge. They gave me my choice. They said Prestonburg, Kentucky or L.A. I said fucking Kentucky, baby. Give me Kentucky.
Yeah. What's the goal for Tim Kidd?
What's the what goal?
What's the end game here for Tim Kidd?
I don't know. I set short goal terms. Right now I'm trying to think of something funny on a radio station.
There you go.
You want to know what my end game is? I'm going to do this for about a year and then put a gun to my head. Pull trigger.
First jerk off, then gun to head, right? Is that how you do it? Little
go live with the video cam that shit.
Yeah. Well, I figured I'm a 30-year-old guy there, Tim, and I haven't been laid in a while, so I resorted to jacking off with a jacking sleeve, and it's very depressing. So I figured you know what the jacking sleeve is?
I'm not aware. I've knocked up a sock in my time.
It's pretty much like a sock, but it's just it's rubber, and if you put lube in it, it feels like a vagina.
Yeah, kind of like an inner tube. Maybe.
What kind of vaginas have you been with?
Not many.
I've only seen, like, comparatively speaking, to eighth grade.
I've one saw a big vagina, and the other two are very small vaginas. I've only banged three girls in my life, my entire life, Tim.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, the jacking sleeve does right by me, but it's kind of a shot to the ego when you're, you know, you need something to help you out in jerking off.
Speaking of shots, is there an end to it? Is there a reservoir to it, Tip, or are you just...
Yes.
Bedroom.
Yes. There is a hole at the end of the jacking sleeve where I can, you know, try to shoot my load out as a, you know, like a squirt gun.
Oh. Most comedians stay in a lot of hotels, so we usually shoot for doorknobs or alarm clocks.
Is that true?
You got to leave a little something for the next guest.
Oh, man. Oh, that really kills me. That kills me. Oh.
You'll never use a phone in a hotel and think of it the same way again.
Oh, I really don't want to stay in any hotels that you stay in. Is that true?
I got more DNA spread out over this country.
You know what? That's actually a cool idea. Just to fuck with the hotel a little bit if you're having bad service. You know, just throw some loads on the phone, on the TV, remote control. Why not?
Go get them, Tiger.
Yeah.
You know how you put the do not disturb sign on and they still knock every fucking time?
Yeah, dude.
Just when they're going by your door, open up the door butt ass naked. They will never knock on that door again the rest of the weekend.
Housekeeping. And you're sitting there with your fucking...
You know how you walk by the windows, too, at a hotel and everybody looks in to see what the other people are doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I just did that 2 weeks ago down in Florida, and I kept walking by, and I was going, they're naked in there. So I walked by like 15 times checking it out, going, that was a naked ass. They're doing it in there. I kept walking by until I got a raging heart on, and then the door opened. They walked out, two guys.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, that don't count. That don't count. That I didn't know.
Oh, man. Are you a single guy?
I am now.
Yeah, because I can imagine if you're walking by the window there, and it's two people having sex. You know, that's good material for later. You know, when you want to rub one out late night.
Something to think about.
Yeah, right.
I actually was with the same girl for 4 years, and we had to break up because we realized we're so different. Like, I'm a little bit country, and she's a little whore.
Yeah.
Tramp.
Why is she a tramp?
She's a tramp because it's fun to sleep with the comedian's friends when I'm out of town.
Makes
for good material, don't it?
Yeah.
Talk about it on stage. I'm in the middle of my act going, and then...
Yeah. I got to imagine if you're the mate of a comedian or somebody makes a living talking and stuff, you don't really want to fuck that person over because they're just going to bring it up on stage and many people will know about it.
Yeah, it's true. And you wait till a family reunion and you take the stage then.
Yeah, right.
Is that a mic? Is that on? Let me have that for a minute.
Yeah. We're talking to Tim Kidd, comedian out of North Carolina. He's playing the Comedy Zone in Preston, Kentucky, everybody, September 7th. And he's playing the Comedy Zone in Charleston, West Virginia on the 8th. I've been to Charleston. It's a very nice town.
Did you see any midgets?
No, I saw a lot of nothing, really.
I've seen a midget there, and people told me that there's, like, for some reason they congregate around there or something. I was wondering if it's true.
Really?
If there's any midgets listening in that area, I will buy them a drink and pay their way into the show if they come to Prestonburg.
Charleston, West Virginia has a lot of midgets?
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking Prestonburg. That's what they told me, Charleston. I don't know. Everybody wants to fucking pull one over on me. It could be a big lie.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Let's find out. I mean, if they show up, it'd be kick-ass. Wouldn't it be killer to have, like, 40 midgets show up in West Virginia?
I know you're from Kentucky, but West Virginia is the weirdest freaking state in America because they actually have full towns that are just empty. Like, if you travel through the back roads of West Virginia, you'll find a town that's like the old western town. It's just a ghost town, and they got that shit flying, like the weeds and shit flying across the street. I swear to God, that exists in West Virginia. It's fucking bizarre.
I'll pull over and set up camp in one of those houses and pull, like, a Scooby-Doo mystery or something.
Yeah, right. Like a van. Hey, Scoob.
Yeah.
Scooby Snack.
I'd have taken over this town. I'd have gotten away if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
All right, Timmy.
So where are you guys based out of? New York?
Yeah, we're in New York, and it blows.
Why does that blow?
I don't know. Everything blows.
Saying that?
Why not?
Why?
Yeah, we're in New York, Tim.
I'll be in Pennsylvania and traveling through New York in December. Maybe I'll look you guys up.
Sweet.
Oh, really? Coming up here to do some gigs?
I'm doing them in Pennsylvania, but after my gigs in Pennsylvania, I'm just going to cruise up to New York for a while. No nice. Gigs.
You ever been up here?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. There's a lot of nice comedy clubs up here in Manhattan. It seems like, you know, if you're a comedian and you want to work hard, you can get up on stage anywhere pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
One of the road money, you got to get out there and hit the road still, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. One of the thousands of listeners in the chat room wants to know if you're going to Milwaukee.
If I what?
If you're doing any shows in Milwaukee.
I just did Milwaukee. I did the casino out there.
Oh, really?
Potawatomi, something.
Oh, sure.
Potawatomi or something.
Yeah.
Milwaukee was pretty kick-ass, actually.
That's what I hear about Milwaukee. It's pretty cool.
Good town.
Good town. Brewers.
Yeah, sure.
Beers.
I had a good time there.
We have some listeners from Milwaukee who like to get naked for us.
I was getting ready to say there was a lot of tramps in Milwaukee.
They're all redheaded, too, for some reason. I don't understand that.
Must be the
Milwaukee
cheese.
Milwaukee tramps. Yeah. Man.
Does that.
We're talking
Milwaukee tramps taste as great as their name. That's what I was thinking about Jenny. I wanted to meet anybody called Jenny Blowjob, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tell you what, she's...
With a name like Blowjob, she's gotta be good.
Did you, you didn't talk to her on the phone, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did? How long did the conversation last?
That's funny. You should ask that, man. I thought it was longer than this one.
I tell you what, man. I can talk to Jenny. I can't talk to her for hours, but she'll talk to me for hours.
I set the phone down and drove about 45 more exits, picked it back up, and then she was telling me about anal butt sex. I just set the phone back down, kept on driving.
Yeah, this is the person you have not met. She's just trying to get you come on a stupid radio show.
She should do the interviews. She's like,
dude, she'll raffle off about anything.
Yeah,
she can just call you for the first time and be like, oh man, I gotta go blow my friend.
Yeah.
She's.
I think anal sex came up within the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice.
She wants to, if some reason, when Jenny spurts that shit out to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And sometimes
right?
It doesn't.
It don't work. Somebody needs to tell her.
It doesn't work. I can only imagine if she's like calling some like film director or something trying to get him on the show and she's talking about sucking some guy's cock fucking a minute into the fucking phone call.
It's like she's not going to get the job, but she's going to get an interview. She'll get a call back.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It made me uncomfortable on the phone, but I'll admit when I got off the phone, I thought about it for a couple hours.
That's our Jenny.
Jenny Blowjob, huh?
She did the job.
I wonder if she just...
I was in the shower going, gotta meet this girl.
She sucks mean cock. I gotta go play Reno.
You guys got Johnny Millwater calling in later, too.
Yeah, Johnny Millwater. Now, what's your relationship with Johnny?
I met Johnny on the road a few times, and then we teamed up and did a tour together. And then now he actually kind of convinced me. He lives in Charlotte. He convinced me to move here.
Oh, really?
Bastard. He convinced me to drive over 3 hours today to a state park today to look at what? A tree.
Oh, a tree.
Fun.
A fucking tree. I drove 3 hours. Tell him about it. Shred his ass. He's listening right now. You know who you are, Johnny Millwater.
Now, why the hell did you drive through? Why? What's with the tree? Is it a big tree?
He said it was a national a park, like a state park, but what do you call it? A preserve, and it's awesome, and bring your camera. And we're driving, and he had, like, streamers hanging out the window, little blowhorns. Woo! We're going. 3 hours. We get there, and it's, yeah, I got a tree in my fucking yard. It was just like, you know.
A little tailgating to see a tree. Drinking some beers in the parking lot.
Whoa, tree!
We're going to go see the fucking tree today!
Tree!
It's wildlife. Look, dumbass. You see, there's a lizard. There's a lizard. There's a spider. Everybody back in the truck.
Yeah. 3 hours home. Here we go.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
We saw the tree.
Yes!
High five.
Yeah.
After driving him all that far, he bought me a Bojangles chicken. Do you have that up there?
No!
Bojangles.
No. But I'm hungry.
Now you're making us hungry.
It's bad, man. I was hurting the whole way back. I thought I caught like the Nile virus from a mosquito or something.
Ooh.
Lizard got a hold of me or something. No, it's that chicken. I'm still hurting from it. Like a heartburn, maybe heart attack, maybe fart, I don't know. Everything hurts and burns.
Yeah.
I was in a cold shower after I got off the toilet. I stood in a cold shower, just bent over.
I have that problem when I eat the Taco Bell. I always think I can eat a ton of Taco Bell, and I'll order like 8 tacos, and I can only get through like 3.5 of them. And then I just want to die.
I learned that. Yeah, that's a lesson I learned in high school. You're better off getting a can of dog food.
All right, Timmy, hold on one sec. We got to do our new bit on the radio program. Here we go. And now, the Ronnie Beans question of the interview. What do you got for Tim Kidd, comedian extraordinaire?
Go ahead, ask me anything.
What do you got, Ronnie Beans?
I got nothing.
This has been the Ronnie Beans question of the interview. I'll fill you in a second, Tim. All right, I can cut this. All right, Timmy. Now, that's just the thing we do on the show because Ronnie Beans, my co-host, kind of likes to take a break during the interviews.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta hit this.
What do you got there, Tim?
Let's call it a piece of glass art that may or may not be used for tobacco purposes.
Ah,
gotcha.
Tim smoking weed right there. That's good, though. Weed's good, right?
It's good. Good for you.
You got a bong there? I think Tim's got a bong.
I had a glass one in college called the Klingon. Nice.
Damn. Holy shit.
Good job.
Wow. That's almost like a sound effect.
Bob Marley-esque.
Are you alive?
Yep.
Can't talk. We're on the phone.
Keep going.
Yeah, we're on the phone with Tim Kidd. He's doing bong hits.
All right.
How long before
no,
you can...
Not.
Nice.
Okay,
I guess that's what you gotta do when you're in the comedy game. You gotta pass the time by smoking some weed. I should start doing that. Tim, can you recommend a drug habit I can pick up?
Oh man, I'm not a professional or anything. What are you doing right now?
Nothing.
Chew.
I need something.
I
Skull
that.
That's about it.
How much money are you making?
Yeah. Oh. Well, that answers your question.
Hitting below the belt there, Tim, aren't you?
I would not pick up any of them.
Just to continue to masturbate. That's my drug. I'll just do that.
Masturbate more.
All right, Timmy. Can you do another bong hit to, or are you going to die?
Shit, hold on, my eyes are watering from the last one. Alright.
Alright, do another bong hit.
Who was the big winner at the Video Music Awards?
What's that?
Who was the big winner at the VMA?
I believe no one.
Beyonce.
Who?
I don't know. No, it was boring.
I just spilled water. I just spilled stinky water on the carpet. And stepped in it with my sock.
Oh, oh look, people
and
are.
That's the sock I've got to use later, man.
I think people are smoking weed in our live video chat room now.
Pam B!
Look at that.
Are they tell them to do a 420 Tim Kidd salute on the cam?
Yeah, Pam B, do a 420 what? Tim Kidd salute on the webcam there. All right, she's
is it a guy or a girl?
She's a chick and she's hot.
Tell her to show her titties too.
She kind of looks like Natalie Portman.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
She's real freaking hot.
Yeah. I saw that movie V for Vendetta this week. Ugh.
Everybody keeps telling me to see that.
Yeah, it's good for the stoners, I think. It's a good movie because there's a guy in like a fucking clown mask the whole fucking movie. It's kind of bizarre.
Huh.
Yeah. We're talking
is
to
she showing her boobs?
No, she doesn't. No. Is Pam B showing boobs?
No, she's not.
She's blowing smoke into the camera.
Yeah, she's puffing on a nice blunt, though.
It does look like a blunt.
All right, we're talking to Tim Kidd. Timmy, we'll let you go, man. Because it looks like you're
up to... Have a good one and enjoy Johnny Millwater.
We will. Tim Kidd, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. MySpace.com/TimKiddComedy. That's with two Ds, everybody. Tim Kidd Comedy. Thanks, Timmy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, later.
Later!
See ya.
All right, Tim Kidd, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Ron, you got to work on your bit. Come on, buddy. Anything. You could ask him what he had for breakfast.
Oh, I didn't think so. Kieran said I could say anything.
Yeah, I did say you could say anything.
He said it didn't even have to be a question.
Don't even have to be
right,
a question.
Right, so you couldn't think of any, I mean, anything.
I think I got nothing is the best response. But just don't use it again, because then I'd be hacky.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Yeah. All right.
So you use that one up. We'll try for we'll try for Johnny Millwater.
All right. I didn't have anything.
Well, just prepare for something.
Yeah, but that would be totally against, like, my M.O.
What do you prefer, a square or a rhombus?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
I also believe...
You know what I thought of? I was like, boxers or briefs, but I was like, I'm not going to ask that. That's gay. I was going to ask that to... Like, I thought you were going to do it... See, that's what I had prepared for Monty, was the boxer or brief question.
Right.
That's
But see, now that threw me off because she didn't call.
So
I can't ask this guy if he's boxers or briefs because it's gay. And I don't really care if he wears boxers or briefs. That's not the point.
I wear boxers for any beef.
I don't care.
Well, yes.
Don't care.
Question. I responded. I tell you what, you got to love the comedians, though, man. Traveling around the country, smoking weed, doing stand-up.
Sounds like the life.
Yeah, dude.
Living out of a hotel room.
Sans the cash.
Jacking on TVs in hotel rooms.
Yeah. Having corn dogs.
How much hotel... I should have asked that question. How much hotel room porno do you think Tim Kidd has watched?
Oh, I don't know.
Why do we think... We always think of, like, cool questions after they hang up.
Yeah.
Let's call him back.
I think it's because of the phone connection. I'm so distracted by the phone connection.
Can we do that, Kieran? Can we call someone back?
Okay.
I have the number. Let's do that one. We never did that.
Call Tim back. I just want to ask him one question.
All right, hold on. Let me get him.
All right. I'm going to call Tim Kidd back and just ask him how much hotel room porn he's jacked to. And that's it. We'll just let him go.
We're doing a bit. Yeah. It's going to be like half in the
back. We didn't even know Tim Kidd at all. No. That's the first time we ever talked to him. All right. Think he'll pick up? Probably not.
Why not?
Our number's blocked.
A struggling comedian.
People don't like
Hello?
Timmy, it's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show.
What's going on?
We're calling you back for a second. I have one more question. How much hotel room porn do you think you've jacked to over your career?
Hotel porn? Does that mean porn that they supplied or that I supplied?
That they supply.
Probably none.
Really?
I got on my own.
Yeah, we were thinking, you bring it with you.
Travel.
A laptop. Free.
There you go. All right, Timmy.
Smarty guy.
That's all of our tricks. Every comedian checks into the hotel and says, do you have wireless internet?
Oh, that's the thing. All right.
If not, give me my money back and I'm going to the red carpet down the road.
All right, Timmy. We were just curious about that.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Later. Take care. All right, everybody, Tim Kidd.
Look at that. We recalled someone.
Lunatic Radio first.
Let's do a break, figure out what the fuck we're going to do, and come back. More LunaticRadio.com show on the day we lost a legend. Steve Irwin passed away today, everybody. September 4th, 2006. Back right after this.
Oh, crocky.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
It's just like the way it's said.
Game to play.
Oh, yeah. Guys.
Make me feel this way.
Let's get gay on the show right now.
What we make a thing to do. Make me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say.
I just grabbed a mic like a faggot.
I've never felt this way. What a wicked thing.
Big butt
orbs. Oh, I wanna fall in
gay guy. Remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
With you.
Dude, look, I'm holding the mic stand.
Wait, there's another chorus.
Yeah, there is.
We're getting booty shaking for. See, look.
Yeah,
dude, chicks dig this. I'm telling you.
All right, hold on. Chicks, we got another chorus. We got another chorus. Here we go, baby.
Where the fuck is the other chorus?
It's coming up. It's coming up.
Come on, ladies. This is for you. We're doing this for you,
ladies. We're doing this for you, ladies.
No one could save me but you.
We're going insane, by the way. This is show filler.
Strangers desire make foolish people of you.
Alright, here's the high
part. I like pot.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Lose somebody? She died?
No.
Lisa.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
You're fucking me up, Ronnie.
No.
Yeah, us singing to you.
And for the wizard, because, you know.
Come on. Dude, girls, come on. Girls like that.
See what we do?
Girls like that.
No other show
does that. You know what the girls will appreciate? They appreciate the effort.
I felt like Goose and Maverick singing to that chick in the bar.
That's right. That's right. We were singing to the Luna ladies, the Luna chicks.
The Luna
chicks. We were showing them that we appreciate you showing us some skin all the time.
Right.
So we're going to sing for you.
And this is for all you Luna chicks, even the ones that are not in your lifetime. All you in LR world.
All the Luna chicks.
All the Luna chicks.
Gay.
That was for you.
That was for you.
You know?
From us
and listen,
to you.
They don't care that you don't know how to sing. No, they appreciate the effort.
The thought that counts.
The thought that counts.
See, Kieran, that's a lesson for you. It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
Not about big white teeth.
I didn't mean to put it like that. Right.
Lunatic Radio.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Alienating people since 1979.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace. So if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/lunatic radio. That's MySpace.com/lunatic radio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/lunatic radio.
And now back to Kieran, Ronnie Beans, and Rocket on the lunaticradio.com show.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show on the air, everybody. Hanging out on the Labor Day weekend.
It's a short shot.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to go sailing today, Ryan.
You're supposed to go sailing?
Yeah.
What do you know that sails?
Oh, boating. Whatever the fuck it is.
I was like, sailing is a rich guy thing. Like, what is boating. A sailboat? Most people have, like, I can understand boats, but the sailboat? Sailboats are expensive.
Yeah. But I stayed back to do show prep for the show.
Good job.
Wow. And wow. Sort of turned it into a rip-off broadcast.
And I can hear the difference.
Yeah. Ronnie, we were talking during the break about Ronnie Beans was asking us a question. Why'd you guys get quiet when Tim Kidd asked you about how many people are listening? And we really don't know, Ronnie Beans, how many people listen to the broadcast, because there's a difference between live and the podcast people.
I never ask.
People on the podcast are listening from all around the world.
See, whenever,
for some reason, unbeknownst to me.
Whenever anybody asks me, I make stuff up. Because I don't know. I never even asked. It, right. It's not something that ever really popped into my head. Well, I think I asked Rocket once a long time ago, and he was like, it's impossible to tell. So I was like, all right, I'll make something up then, because who's going to tell me I'm wrong?
Two questions I have no idea about or no answers for. What is your show about, and how many people listen to your show?
Right.
I don't know the answers to either.
Yeah, I got thrown off if he meant like right that moment or he meant in general. So yeah. That's what kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
Or can you explain the popularity of Carson Daly? That's something else that, you know,
or that art
can
question.
Explain.
Or that art question.
Yeah. Or can you explain the art, melancholy of life without art? Dude, that to this day, that cracks me up because when that guy said that, all three of us were like, what? Okay. I thought it was like three dudes standing around a box.
Who said that?
Nico,
our cab driver.
Oh, San Francisco. My God.
He was like, see that sculpture over there? That represents the three guys standing? That represents the melancholy of life without art.
And I was now we have to backtrack and explain what the hell
that's
that
a
means.
Good backtrack. It's a good story.
Yeah, we, Ronnie
left.
Rocky, Ronnie, Rocky.
Check the mix,
Rocket. Check the mix.
Ronnie, Rocket, and I traveled out to San Francisco a couple years back for, we used to be on this network called Live365.com, and they were having some award thing in San Francisco. We were out for a couple awards, so we went out there for the weekend, and Ron was like, dude, we got to do something when we go out to San Francisco. We should just sit in a hotel room, go to the award show, and leave. So Ron, Mr. Moneybucks over here, he decided to get a limo.
Right.
To take us on a tour around the entire city.
Right.
And it turns out our limo driver was the biggest character in the entire world.
Nico.
His name was Nico.
Right.
And he was like, I guess, an amateur DJ as well. So the whole entire limo ride, 5 hours we're talking about.
Yeah,
five
it was
hours.
Long. Yeah.
We were listening to Nico remixes of songs.
And Rocket had to sit up in the front. It wasn't a limo. It was a town car.
Yeah. Right.
So Rocket had to sit up front. And Rocket made the mistake of telling the guy that he was a musician.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he was like, he was Rocket's best friend.
Yeah.
And every time like something would happen, he'd like go, Rocket, check the mix.
Check the mix. Yeah, check the mix.
That was the worst response to that guy.
Yeah.
Because it was like the fourth line. We're like, hey, what's your name? Nico. Oh, okay, I'm Kieran. That's Ron. This is Rocket. And then he asked a question about music and Rocket threw it right in.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm in a band. And there it is.
That was
he's the guy you're talking to for 5 hours.
In.
Rocket, check the mix.
The mix.
And then we'd be driving along and he'd be talking about whatever and right in the middle of the sentence he'd go, eyes left.
Yeah, because
we have to look left to see what was going on.
He might have wasn't
eyes
much.
Right.
check the what is it, foliage or whatever?
Yeah, right, check the foliage.
No, the vegetation.
Yeah, the vegetation. That's right. Check the vegetation. Check the vegetation.
Because apparently there's some crazy plants that are imported from China all around San Francisco.
Yeah. And then so that he was taking us through like the old town or whatever, and there's all these sculptures and art around, and there was this huge sculpture that's like in the middle of the city, and it's like three guys that are like looking all sad and shit.
They're looking into like this pot or something.
Yeah, and they're looking to this like almost like a planter box in a way.
But it's giant.
Yeah, it's huge. And the guy's like, and he goes, you know, he points it out and he goes, it represents the melancholy of life without art. And all of us are like, what?
No, actually the line Ron and I were sitting in the back. The line we had were like, it's big.
Yeah, that's right.
It's big.
Yeah. Melancholy of life, and I was like three dudes.
The best part about Nico was his fucking mixes, though.
Yeah.
You got to talk about the mixes, because this guy would, he would throw on a CD, and it's like a song you know.
Right.
It's like a copywritten song, and he would just, I don't know what
he'd add like a hand clap to it.
Yeah.
And
it was like the Nico remix, just a hand clap.
Yeah. Here it comes. Check the mix.
Yeah.
There it was.
Yeah. Here's an example. I'm just taking this song for, you know, explain. This song would be playing, right?
Right.
And he'd do this. Or.
Yeah.
That's his mix.
Jeez.
Like, what are you talking about, Nico? Wouldn't stop talking for 5 hours.
Oh, man.
He took us everywhere.
You learned everything you needed to know about San Francisco.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy was spot on.
Oh, he knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
everything about San Francisco.
Yeah, and we saw the, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Waxing poetic about fucking trees and
You know, like, listen, a little sidebar to that. There's a movie coming out. Remember how he told us all about the Golden Gate Bridge? More people commit suicide off that bridge than like any other place in the world.
Right, because as we were traveling across the Golden Gate Bridge, they have these big you know, fences that have, like, spikes on them.
Yeah.
So you can't climb them.
Right, and that people, like, there's phones, like, every like, eighth of a mile, there's, like, a suicide hotline phone.
Right.
And which I did, that's one thing I didn't know. I didn't know that people go there to jump off the bridge all the time.
Right.
And apparently, like, that year already, like, or the previous year, there was, like, 24 people did it. And there's a movie coming out now called The Bridge, which deals exactly with that, with people who jump off that bridge. It's crazy, right?
Starring Nico.
Yeah, starring Nico. Check the mix. Check the mix.
Wow, man. Nico was like, he was an odd guy because he was like our friend.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we met him, man, we were hanging out, talking. You know? We would get to, we go to like certain spots, like high places and stuff.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't just sit in the car as we got out to go look. Yeah. He would come out with us and like talk with us and tell us about everything. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, like you saw like as much San Francisco as you could possibly see.
Nico, you really care about stuff.
Yeah.
We don't.
He was like, remember when he was like, that? See that area over there that during the 1903 earthquake, all that was gone and 300,000 people died. And he was like, you know, with the numbers and the statistics and how long it take to rebuild and how much money it cost. And you're like, wow.
Towards the end of the trip, it was like 7-8 o'clock at night. And we're all pretty much just sleeping in the car on the way back.
He's
to the
still hotel. Ready to roll.
He's still rolling away.
Yeah.
He's like, you see that Getty station over there? Yeah.
Well, then he was pointing out like people's houses, and he's like, Robin Williams lives there, and so-and-so lives there. Yeah. And this is the crookedest street in the world, and it just... And then even, like, it wasn't like you drove down the crookedest street in the world, and he was like, this is the crookedest street in the world. He had an explanation about why it was crooked.
Right.
Like, what was the whole point of it being crooked?
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know? Yeah. That just street in downtown. It's got, it's like a swirly thing.
Yeah. So, like, everybody, like, it wasn't just, like, informative on the surface. It was informative, to the 10th level.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you live there all your life. Yeah. And he was like, remember, he was like, any one of you guys fags? When we first got there, remember that?
Oh, yeah, and you guys were like, Karen.
When we first got in the car.
And I had to fucking explain to him that I'm not gay.
Yeah, when we first got in the car, he was, that's the first thing he took us through, I guess, there's like a certain area, I forget
Boys
what it's called.
Town or some shit.
And he was like, any of you guys fags? And we were like, Karen. And he's like, really? No. He's like, no. He's like, I'd drop you off here if you wanted.
Yeah, the gay section of San Francisco is like a zoo exhibit.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking sectioned.
Yeah.
Like one side of the block is all straight people, then you go across the street and it's like bald,
it's like
dudes.
Mardi Gras.
It's like bald, muscular
dudes.
Yeah,
and they're all hanging out on the sidewalks and
drinking
everything.
Fucking bikini teenies.
Yeah.
Fucking guys.
This is bizarre.
It was cool.
Do we still have his card by chance? That's probably like.
No. I might have it at home somewhere.
That'd be
cool. But
I call him.
Yeah.
Like, remember us?
Nico from
Remember
San
he
Francisco.
Wanted to know if we were going to stay, so he was going to take us wine
the
tasting the next day?
Yeah, he wanted to go on road trips with
He was like, dude, I'll take you to Napa. We'll go wine tasting. And we're like, our flight's tomorrow. And he's like, oh, next time.
I wonder if he was gay.
And then remember he was like, I won't even take you to the wineries. I'll take you to this dude's house where he makes his own cheese. And like
grows weed.
I was like, are you kidding? Look who you're talking to here. Like, no, like we're looking for nachos.
Yeah.
You know, and he's
Taco
like,
Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no melancholy.
Yeah, melancholy of life without
that shit.
Yeah,
what's the fuck Napa Valley? What's White Castle?
Yeah. That was crazy. I mean, it was one of those, you know.
Imagine we went to Napa Valley with them. How many fucking stories about wine? We'd become those guys from fucking Sideways.
Yeah. I don't think I could take it. I don't think I listened 5 hours in the car with him was a lot. I wanted to get out. Like, I was ready to pull the ripcord.
Getting all Paul Giovanni on us.
Well, dude, there's just, like, so much culture you could take at one point in time. Yeah. Like, after a while, you're just like, dude, I want to see some boobs or something. Like, just to kind of dumb it down a whole bunch. Like, I can't deal being that intellectual for that long.
That balances life.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it was all, like, it was just crazy. We looked at it, he's showing us art and stuff and explaining us the significance and everything. I'm like, what?
Well, you're explaining vegetation and using the word vegetation.
Yeah, he's like, the vegetation came over in the Chinese settlers, and you're like, what?
I want a salad.
Yeah. dude, look at the weeds. Like, I don't know. Like, just, it was crazy.
Yeah, here's the character.
We went to Seal Island. We saw Seal Island and everything, right? And just,
I don't know. That's actually not the only cab ride story we had, because Ron and I got into a cab in Vegas one time, and the guy, the cabbie that was driving us around town, he was, like, taking us to, like, Paris or something. Or Bally's or something.
Oh, yeah. And he writes the cab story books, right?
Yeah, he had like a website. He has like books out on cab drivers and shit.
Yeah.
And
I was he did like, you know, like they do HBO does Taxi Stories or whatever. What is it called?
Yeah.
And instead of that, he was like, I'm doing a book on Taxi Stories.
Yeah, Taxi Driver Confessions.
Yeah,
Taxi
Cab Confessions.
Yeah, but he's doing a book about it. Wow. And gave us his card and everything.
Cabbies are the people that are just fucking, not in New York though, because they're all Middle Eastern and you can't understand them. But
no, they don't. Yeah,
but you know, you go out of town and you go to these other cities. Some of them are American or you know adapted to the culture at least. And I mean, they're fucking mile a minute with the talking.
Yeah, talk your ear.
What are you guys into? What do you do?
Yeah, what are you into?
Nothing. Hookers and beer.
What are you into? Hookers and beer and nachos.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, there was actually another guy in Vegas when we were out there, and he was the most violent guy we've ever come across. You remember that guy that was driving the SUV cabbie?
Yes.
And he was yelling at everybody?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, get in the fucking car! Yeah. I'm like, okay. And then he's like driving off, get the fuck out of the way!
Yeah. Screaming out the window in like Russian.
You commie! Yeah. Like breaking all sorts of references. Just to insult
it was like
people.
A 5-minute cab ride where he like threatened to murder four people. Yeah. Like every tenth of a mile, there was another guy on the hit list, on the lead pipe list.
We had to go like 2 miles, and I was like, half mile into it, I'm like, Ron, should we just get out? Just before fucking bail.
Before he turns on us?
Yeah. Dude.
Let's leave a better tip.
All right. Yeah. So, wow, that was a little tangent.
Yeah. A little bit. All because of Nico.
Yeah.
Way to go, Nico.
Check the mix.
Here is the girl we were talking about during break, her Pam B. Never called in with the drunk call, but she did this week.
I am going to hang up when I'm done, and I don't need the machine to tell me that, because I'm not that drunk.
That's Pam.
I just wanted to call and say, what's up, lunaticradio.com. I love you. It's Pam B. Always looking forward to Monday night. Out with my girl, Lisa, my new housemate, trying to get her into us, but I'm drunk, I'm depressed, I'm wearing black, I'm mourning, my fucking new car got trashed, I hate it, I hate life, life sucks, you guys rule, and I just wanted to say what's up. I finally fucking remember to give a call when I'm a little buzz. I'm just a little, but I'm talking Bessie from now on. I'm just a little buzz. What's up? Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. Pam B's drunk calls are much like her text messages.
Yes.
They never have an ending.
Yeah, rambling and kind of a little bit all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, topic to topic.
She was text messaging me this weekend asking me about, like, pretty much my love life and why I'm not hitting on certain people. And I was just like, what's it to you? Who cares?
Being friendly.
I know she was being friendly, but I wanted to know why. Why? Why are you text messaging me these questions? Like, it was like 11:30 at night on Saturday.
Really? Those aren't, I don't get those text messages.
I was hoping it was like an end game, like a question, like, why don't you come over and see Pam B and smoke some weed?
Right. My text messages with Pam are a little different.
What are they? You don't want to get into them?
Probably not.
What do they have to do with?
Stuff. Sometimes it's what's going on. Like
my underscore penis.jpg.
Yeah. You know, just like most of the time, a lot of times it's what are you doing, where are you going, what's happening, and then other times it's not that at all.
Show me your boob / now.
You know.
Go to this
and they're
website.
Always at like bizarre times of the day, too. I'll get this text message and she'll like, you know. And then usually I'll send like basically it's not usually Pam, but most of the time it's me taking it to the gutter. Like I always take it to the gutter immediately.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like she'll text message me like hi, and I'll just take it right to the gutter.
Show me your twat.
Yeah.
Now get on your knees. Like now
it never starts with her. It always starts with me. Like she'll just want to know what I'm doing that night, and I'll be like, "This is what I'm going to do."
Yeah,
and like I'm always taking it. It's always me.
If you're wondering why we have communication with Pam B and you don't, I knew Pam B in high school, so we kind of know each other a little bit. So that's why she's texting the guys and stuff like that. Hemi does look like Natalie Portman. No, I watched that movie V for Vendetta this weekend, right. And she does look like Natalie Portman.
Did you like the movie?
I did.
Really?
Did you
didn't think it was a little too talky?
Yeah, you well, I was just like,
you know, like blah 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 blah. People should be afraid of the government. And blah 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 blah.
Yeah, it was like anti fucking establishment.
Yeah,
movie.
But after a while, you're just like, ah, shut the fuck up and get the killing. You know, get to the killing.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was like, what the fuck is this guy in the mask
going to
do?
Get to the Matrix bullshit. Yeah. Instead of just like going blah, blah, and explaining why you're doing all this crap.
Too much talky-talky.
Yeah, right.
But I'll fucking recommend that, dude.
Right in the beginning when she first meets the dude and he says everything with a V.
Yeah.
You know, and he does that whole paragraph where every word starts with a V.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, oh, okay, it's going to be that kind of movie. You know, where he's like, and he talks that stupid British accent and everything. Remember. Shut up.
Good fucking movie. During the break, we're actually talking about movies from the 80s that we love. And,
dude, Weird Science.
Weird Science is one. War Games.
Weird Science has. I quote more lines from Weird Science that nobody ever gets. It just like because people, you know, obviously they don't remember lines verbatim like I do.
Yeah,
they like the part where the best part of the scene, the best part of that movie is when they're in the bathroom. There he throws that party. Right, the two guys throw the party.
Right,
yeah, Anthony Michael Hall and the other dude throw the party, and they're in the bathroom because Gary. He's got to take a shit. Right, and the two girls come in, yeah. And they're like, "What are you doing in there?" And what's his name? Anthony Michael Hall goes, "Gary's taking a shit." Right, and he slaps him. And he slaps the other guy. But the guy. So then the guy's like, "Well, we can hear the music," and then Anthony Michael Hall goes, "Great, we could dance," you know, and he does this stupid, you know. That's my for some reason that's my favorite part. But the best part is when he's like, Gary's taking a shit.
Movies like War Games, I guess you got to throw Breakfast Club in there.
All the John Hughes movies, you know, 16 Candles, 16 Breakfast
Candles,
Club.
War Games is the one that really stands out in my mind. Right. I really like that movie.
What about Goonies? Did you like Goonies?
Hey, Goonies.
You a Goonie guy?
Rocket. Yeah, hell yeah. The little Asian dude.
Good enough.
The Asian guy.
Oh, Data?
Yeah.
Data.
Yeah, now that's a guy. That's part of the way where you had no idea what that kid was saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he's like, I'm Dave, I'm my bit in the bell.
Like, not enough junk.
Yeah. But you can never understand. You never understood what he said. Just a copper pot.
Yeah.
Just a copper pot.
Yeah.
What? Just a copper pot. What? Just a copper pot. And you know, like, I was older at the time when I saw the Goonies, so I didn't, like, go run outside looking for buried treasure. But you know there was kids who see that movie just running around looking for, like...
Especially in the Oregon area.
Yeah. All kinds of crap, you know.
Fucking... What was the pirate they were looking for?
One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie.
Look at you.
I know my Goonies, man.
All excited about finding fucking the trap doors and shit.
Yeah.
And that fucking old lady and that dude with the fucking lazy eye.
What about, what are they like, do the truffle shuffle? He's like, blur, blur. Chunk.
That fucking movie made Rocky Road famous.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Rocky Road?
Right. Yeah.
Chunk.
Was Groundhog Day in the 80s?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
That's another movie. I never really got into
it. I love that film.
Yeah, I know. But when it first came out, I didn't really... I guess I was young and I just didn't get it. I'm just dumb.
Right.
But like, I just saw it like a couple months ago and I'm like, I'm into that movie. Yeah. I can watch that movie all day.
93.
We briefly talked about this around Groundhog's Day about how like there's this whole like... thought process behind the film. Like there's might... Like,
oh, right.
Some sort of like Buddhist... Buddhist philosophy behind it.
Yeah,
like
some Rocket was telling me there's some fucking professor at some fucking obscure college.
Yeah.
He wrote a whole fucking thing about Groundhog Day and how it's like he went into it and it's like some there's like some huge underlining meaning to it.
Like the sound of one hand clapping.
And you know, Rocket's telling me all this stuff. He's really going in depth and shit. We're talking about for like 25 minutes about it, this guy's philosophy about the whole movie.
Right.
And I'm going, no way when they're making that. Yeah. Fucking Bill Murray's going, this is going to have an impact.
I'm Buddhist.
Yeah. But it was very interesting, and I believe, you got to look it up.
I wonder if the site's not opening.
I think it's actually a fucking course you take.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a course about it at this school.
Really?
Yeah. And it is, I guess this guy, this teacher, the guy whoever came up with the fucking philosophy, evidently he smokes a lot of weed. And Yeah, it's like a whole fucking thing you could do. And he's a famous guy. He's been on fucking all sorts of radio programs.
Because the theories are because, like, he's going through all this time, yet he's not, like, he's still living it. How do you explain it? Like, he's still going forward in life. Even though time itself is not moving,
right,
he is still progressing through life because he's learning. Also, the fact that, like, you know, they go through things how he is able to do the Heimlich maneuver and all these things. He becomes like a doctor. So a lot of time goes by. So even though the film makes it seem like he only goes through it about 20 times.
Right.
With all the different, or learning how to be a professional pianist, like, you can't become a pianist, even if you take lessons every day, can't do it in like a month or two the way he was playing in the movie. So in essence, this movie, if the way this professor explains it, literally goes the length of lifetimes. So right. He's living out the same day of a lifetime, which somehow like turns into some sort of, you know, godly, you know, being.
Yeah. You really got to read up on it, or fucking read what this guy's talking about.
Holy shit.
Oh, is that it right there?
There's a site around here.
So. What's his name, at least?
Kelvin Albrecht, I guess, explained Buddhist philosophy.
Buddhist philosophy and Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the title of the article.
That's
very long. And
that's very long article.
On last week's show, I was telling the people that I have problems with words with three syllables. I see words in this little write-up that this guy did have at least nine, so I'm not going to read it.
That's a lot of
stuff.
Very long.
And I tell you what, it probably took at least three bags of weed to get that all out.
Yeah,
so. The guy was just fucking, you know, doing bong hits, smoking weed, you know, maybe doing some gravity.
Drinking
beers. And he's like, dude, I'm going to write some shit on Groundhog Day that's going to blow you away.
Dude.
And then he went out and hugged a tree.
Dude.
That's what I'm thinking. Right.
No, there's theories and stuff. You can look it up and find out. But there are people, and there's a professor that teaches it, some sort of this... how he relates Groundhog Day to, I believe it's Buddhist philosophies in a course.
Yeah, just go to Google and look up Buddhist philosophy in Groundhog Day. In the movie.
Yeah, just do research.
Yeah. No. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. But that was like the major thing. The fact that, like, he's literally going through.
Isn't that like just somebody who's just got way too much time in their hands?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's kind of like that story a couple of years ago about there was some fucking obscure college, again, having a whole course dedicated to the fucking rhymes of Little Kim.
Right, yeah.
They were teaching
somebody's got too much time in their hands. Yeah.
They were teaching the underlying meanings of fucking Little Kim's fucking raps. Like, what does suck a dick mean? Or I'm a hoa.
No.
I swear to God. It had something to do with, like, women being oppressed or something.
Lil' Kim.
By the way, she was at the MTV VMA Awards.
Yeah, she's...
And that was supposed to be a shocking moment, which turned into nothing.
Lay off the cheeseburgers.
Ouch! Oh,
yeah, she does.
Lil' Kim ain't so lil anymore.
Do you think she got some ass play in fucking jail?
I don't know, man. Crazy shit goes on in the ladies' tier.
I heard stories back in the day when she was really popular, when Biggie Smalls was still alive, mm-hmm. that she would suck like mad cock. Like, she would do like circle fucking suck-offs behind stage.
Really?
Yeah.
But to sort of like get ready to what's going on?
Yeah, but then again, I also heard the same stories about Rod Stewart. He had to get his stomach pumped in an ambulance before a fucking concert. This is all alleged, people. I'm just hearing rumors on the internet.
They found 8 gallons of cum in him.
Yeah.
Remember that? I remember that story.
He's drunk with cum.
Yeah. Remember, I heard that about Bon Jovi, that they found, like, they had to pump his stomach and it was full of jizz.
There's always stories about the guys that could be gay. There's always stories about them sucking cock and having to get their stomach pumped.
Or that they found Mick Jagger and David Bowie in bed together or something like that.
Running the fucking train on themselves.
Running the train. Doing the elephant walk.
All right. I think we wasted enough time. Let's do a break, Rock. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. Ride the Snake. Lunatic Radio.
Who the hell are you guys?
Hi, it's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show alongside my man Ronnie Beans, co-host in crime, CEO of Rocket. We suck. We do a talk show on your network and we blow.
Now, come on, guys.
What?
We've got some other genres listening to the broadcast tonight.
Oh. We
people since 1979.
It's going to be fun.
It's the Brian Scott Show on TPSradio.net.
Let's go.
Right.
We have pictures of you so-called moonheads.
The Brian Scott Show.
There are still women in this world that were blessed with large breasts.
Right.
I love the music. Yeah, that is good.
It's the music.
That's a new place for me. Okay.
Join me on Friday nights right here on the new TPSRadio.net.
The Brian Scott Show on TPSRadio.net.
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern.
I'm still naked, and I'm still listening.
I'm going to have one of those made that's just a giant ass. And it's going to be my own ass. And then at the start of my show, I'm just going to jump through that. Because that's what I do every week. I jump through my ass to start my show.
This is Joanna Bowie of PhoneSexCall.net. And you're listening to the Lunatic Radio. .com show.
It's Lunatic Radio.
Oh, shut up.
.com.
Here we go.
They say I'm cocky, and I say, what?
All right, everybody.
Back it up. They say I'm cocky.
I'm talking to Johnny Millwater during the break. Got a little confused of time there. It's LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Join us on a program right now on the line there is comedian Johnny Millwater, everybody. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah!
How you doing?
Hanging out, just filling time tonight, Johnny.
I know the feeling.
Do you ever get
birth to death, filling time.
Do you ever get that feeling when you're on stage? Maybe you're just having an off night, and you're like, "Ah, fuck! What do I do now?"
Now, before I get on stage and after I get off stage, once I get up there, you got to be sure of everything, or at least act like you are.
Johnny is actually one of the first guests we've had on the program who's actually in the chat room. And he's looking at all
the
cleavage.
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now, man. There's, I see two creepy-looking guys, one lady's hair, and three sets of cleavage, and God bless them.
That's a standard night in the chat room.
That's right.
That's our listeners.
I love cleavage, man.
It's kind of funny, Johnny, every once in a while, especially to people from Wisconsin. See, I don't know what's in the water in Wisconsin, but they occasionally will bang each other. They will bang each other right on the show here.
Yeah, I hear about that. It's my first time talking live. I've been listening to the podcast for a while, but I can see the whole experience is something, man. I actually have a policy at my shows. Any show you see anywhere in the country, if you show cleavage, you get a free gift.
All right. Nice.
That's my policy, because a woman showing cleavage, she's not just sexy, she's generous, you know?
That's right.
Making strangers happy.
That's right, she is.
A random rack of kindness.
She's giving us something to look at.
I like that rack of kindness.
I see Tim Kidd showing off his badass CD there.
Oh, is he?
That's
him. Tim Kidd.
Never miss a chance.
That's what that is. I went to that website, and I was like, this is Tim Kidd's website, and it was just that cover. The cover of a CD, I guess. I was trying to get into it. I was like, that's it? Yeah, well, apparently
It'll be worth the wait, though. Now, he's got a brand new one under construction. It's going to be a madhouse.
Nice.
Good stuff. All right, everybody. We're talking to Johnny Millwater on the LunaticRadio.com show. Johnny's got an interesting website. It's called ScrewTheAmish.com.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
And what better place to advertise it than internet radio, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
if
right.
If I don't like it, have them send me an email. Write a blog. I don't give a shit.
Why the donut?
What are they going to do, shun me?
Yeah. Send you a nasty wood sculpture.
Why Screw the Amish?
Yeah, because, you know, what the hell are they going to do? That's my theory. I mean, they're Amish. It's not like they're going to, you know, churn me. I can take it. You can't sue me. There's no N triple AP, you know? What the hell are they going
to
do?
They'll refuse to build your barn.
Yeah.
That's all right, man. I don't really have much use for a barn.
They'll fuck up your quilt.
Yeah. I ran into a bunch of Amish
small
people.
Price to pay.
Yeah.
I ran into a bunch of Amish people at the Chicago Zoo once.
Yeah?
And I thought, how the hell did they get here?
Yeah, who knows, man? Maybe they were returning a horse.
There you go. But a bump.
Hey, don't give me that shit. If you got a bump on button, push it. Don't fake it. That's bullshit.
Actually, we don't have enough money to have a bump on button.
Oh, God.
It is the internet,
put
you know.
Quarter in.
I love the line. I don't know if anybody missed it, but Johnny said they can't churn me. I thought that was the greatest line I ever heard.
Thank you very much. Tons more where that came from.
Now, Johnny, we just had Tim Kidd on the program a couple segments ago, and he was talking about a three-hour long drive you took today with Tim to see a tree. Mm-hmm. A tree.
You know, it wasn't to see a tree. That's what we ended up seeing. And let me just say this right off the bat. Ingrateful fuck. Honestly, I invite him along. Have a good time. See the cool tree. You know, it grants wishes. Who knows? I don't know. I just wanted to spend some time with the man because he's a friend. He comes back bitching about West Nile virus. Put on some long sleeves or don't come. You know what I'm saying?
It is kind of a... I mean...
Makes me sad.
Was that the whole goal of the trip? Like, before you got
Absolutely
in the car?
Absolutely not, man. We went to Congaree National Park. I have been to 15 different national parks across the country. I have never been the one that disappointed me. They're an amazing treasure in the United States. And this one sucks. But the rest of them are fantastic. And this one, apparently the whole thing was built around to protect one tree. I have no idea. Protect one tree and to preserve a certain species of mosquito.
See, now it makes sense to me. You know? Traveling 3 hours.
But, you know, we went up to the front desk, you know, and we said, hey, what's the best thing in the park? We only got 3 or 4 hours. And she said, go check out this tree. And I don't even know for sure that was the tree we were supposed to find because we got lost. We were following him. He was swinging a stick around in front of him like a freaking lightsaber trying to knock down spider webs. So we could have got lost at any time.
What's the greatest thing you got in the park? We got a tree. Yeah. It's over there.
Woo! It's a great tree.
Well, what?
It's about 3 miles back, slightly to the left of 50,000 other trees.
And that's it. It's just a trip.
Yeah, really, that's it. But really, it was all about the food and the comradeship, you know? A little time to spend with my man, Tim.
Now, more cleavage.
We don't get to see each other enough. We're traveling too much, you know?
Yeah, more cleavage in the chat room here.
Where is that?
I don't know. I'm seeing... who is that right there?
Con woman.
Con woman.
Doing the bounce. Look at that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stalker Connie looking on. Jealously.
Stalker Connie is actually one of our listeners who's been listening to the program since day one. She was our first
listener. I hear rumors she has over 1,000 posts.
That's right. And about 926 kids. That's what we're talking about.
So
she spawns every time she posts. She's like a gremlin, but on the internet.
Go ahead, Ron.
She is the keyboard baby.
Did the special tree stand out from the other trees in the park?
In no way. I honestly don't think it was the right tree.
Really?
Because I expected it to grant wishes and drop down gold and shit. You know, you expect something going on, but it was just, you know, it just stood there.
Nice. Okay. So it wasn't like the Joshua tree or anything like that where you could, you know.
No, it wasn't even like the giving tree.
Right.
Nothing. It just stood there.
Right. Huh.
I tell you, we were checking.
I hope for the best. But this is thrilling. I'm glad that Tim brought this up. Because it wasn't bad enough to have a shitty afternoon. Let's make my radio awkward.
Yeah. Let's make my entire interview about a tree. This is
absolutely. It's not even the right tree.
We were checking out Johnny Millwater's MySpace page, myspace.com/Millwater. And John... obviously, all the comedians have like a little, you know, a video of them doing a set or whatever. And John had like a kind of an interesting thing because actually, I don't know who started this, but I know Dane Cook has the Su-Fi thing. He does this little hand signal thing. I don't know. It's like a super finger, like super fuck you or something. And Johnny had Johnny explain the bit you have on your MySpace page there.
You know, it's kind of hard to explain because it's a visual thing. I encourage everybody to check it out. But basically what it is that I noticed that the hand gesture for I love you, you know, the pinky, the index finger, and the thumb all extended, you know, it means I love you. I was showing that to my wife one night, and then she pissed me off. I turned around, put my middle finger out, and put up fuck you. And then I realized looking at that, if I could put those two things together, it would say I'd love to fuck you.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And that made it for a fun evening. So I made my own hand gesture. I got a copyrighted. I got it on T-shirts, tattoos, you name it.
See, that's the thing to do, man. You get a hand gesture and you link it with your name, and that's the way to go.
It's a good place to start. It's a little bit close to the shocker, though. So I got to watch that.
It is a little bit close to the shocker. The shocker, of course.
Yeah, mine's a little bit more user-friendly than the shocker.
The shocker, of course.
Just a little, because there's only one finger up.
What is the shocker? The thumb and the pinky finger?
No.
What?
The shock?
Oh, boy, really? Seriously?
Kieran hasn't been laid in 8 years.
No.
Well, even then, you should study up, man. You should have specific porn or something.
Yeah. Get book smart.
You know, do the research, so when you do get laid, you get laid again. The shocker, as widely described in comedy clubs across the country, is two in the pink, one in the stink. Hey, where's the hack horn when they need it? But... There you go. An angel got his wings and I'm a hack. That was awesome. Yeah, so that's what that means. Mine you don't really use sexually. You can, but it'll chafe. Well, not that I've tried, but I have a sleeve at home. I don't like to talk about it. And I gave it a shot in there.
So all these years, I've been sticking my thumb up my butt for no reason. I've been doing the shocker.
Yeah, yeah. Really, it should involve somebody else. Or you're getting.
See, that's where he went wrong.
Yeah. You should, instead of getting creative with keeping the love making fresh between you and you, you should just really, you know, pick up the skills, strengthen the hand. You know, you learn how to use it properly. There's videos on the internet. Ask around.
Now, Johnny, I might be totally wrong about this, but I was reading up on you a little bit, and somewhere it said you are kind of a magician a little bit?
Yeah, I started out my career as a magician. I was 11 years old. I started doing magic. I was kind of a child prodigy for a while, and then I was 17, and I was doing stand-up when I started there. And then when I was 21, I was the youngest headliner in the company, excuse me, in the country. And now that I'm 28, I'm just, you know, I'm another fat guy. Just another random fat guy.
Oh,
I started out doing magic, and I got a little bit of weird shit in my show. That's what I don't really call it magic, because there's no, like, the da moment, but I do, like, fire reading, and I do sword swallowing. If you go to YouTube and you put in my name, you can see a bit called The Animal Balloon of Death.
Oh, really?
Which is really impossible to describe. Hopefully we can talk about it next time we're on, because it's just bizarre. It's like sword swallowing, except with a balloon. It's like half gay and half smuggling.
Wow.
But it's real entertaining.
Really?
And I think you guys are going to enjoy it.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
YouTube.
I wish you would.
YouTube.
And listeners as well.
Yeah, of course. Log on to YouTube, everybody, and type in Johnny Millwater.
Water as a search. M-I-L-L water.
Yeah, I got to check that out. He swallows a balloon. Now I just got to find a chick, Johnny, to swallow my cock. That's what I'm...
That's all he wants.
Ask around. Well, if only you knew somebody like Jenny Blowjob, perhaps. Might be down for that.
Oh,
it
no.
It is her moniker.
Oh, no. I asked Tim Kidd this question.
And just a guess, if you want some butt sex, call up Melissa Does Anal. Yeah, I deep throat a balloon. That's right, DK. All right. Sorry, I'm reading on the screen here.
Mm-hmm.
Tim
Kidd
mocking me via your message board.
I would think you deep throat a balloon.
And misspelling balloon.
Your buddy Kidd just told you.
Yeah. Okay. 20 at the most. Let's move on. I'm sorry. That's not fair to the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Like me, 20 minutes from now.
Oh, bong water.
Yeah. good times. Well, yeah. He was that funny when he was on, huh? Hey, you fuck with my tree, I fuck with your set.
Well, throw it in. I like it.
Yeah, we were having some trouble with Tim. I don't know if he was driving in a car or what. I don't think he was driving in a car because he did like two bong hits.
I hope he wasn't
driving.
That might
have just been his aquarium. I don't know if he smokes weed or not. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah. In fact, I got him high before he went on so that I would sound funnier.
There you go.
Sabotage.
That was my plan. It's my first time. I can't take a chance. I don't get invited back, man.
Yeah, of course, man. No, Johnny's doing Johnny's
thing. Bring the heat for the 11:30 spot.
Yeah. Yeah, like the third guest on Letterman.
Absolutely.
Sure fires or nothing.
Don't worry about it. Our first guest dropped out.
Yeah.
Did y'all the hot chick from New York knocked off?
Yeah, the hot chick from Florida. Her name's Monty.
Oh, her name's, hey, I'm from Florida, too. I'm surprised I haven't met her.
Yeah,
so she's hot and she's a comic, huh? Yeah. Always a good combination.
Yeah, which is a combination that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
You know who's funny? Beautiful women.
Yeah.
In my experience.
It's funny when you put liquids on them. I might bomb on that one. I bombed.
That sucked. Oh. You lose.
I bombed. I know. We're talking to Johnny Millwater, everybody. Comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah, I was thinking that word, too.
Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah. Johnny's MySpace page. MySpace.com.
Yeah, I got something to add for your 80s movie.
Oh!
Yeah, go ahead.
You never mentioned The Princess Bride. I think that's a great one. I think it's one of the top 10 of all time. I love that movie.
That's right.
Billy Crystal and...
Love, twill love. Puts the whole world together.
We'll follow you forever.
Have fun storming the castle.
I never get to brag about this, but I can do the entire movie from beginning to end and do all the voices.
Really?
As Tim mentioned, I'm 100% gay.
Nice mutton, lettuce, and tomato?
I don't have sex with men, but I can quint The Princess Bride, so that's about halfway in between.
Are you serious when you say that?
I'm dead serious, man. I love that movie.
We got nothing to do.
Just a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You want to fill some time?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Too blave.
Can you give... No, I'm honest. Can you give us,
liar! Get back, witch! I never witch in your life! And after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore. Let's move on.
Wow. Wow,
yeah,
man.
Every time you call and you come up with a Princess Bride challenge, I'll take you down.
Nice.
It's one of my few superpowers.
Wow. Well, that would be you and nobody.
Yeah, just about.
Wow, we're talking to Johnny Millwater, kicking ass and
I
taking names.
I love this guy. He gets a hearty hug.
Yeah, man. I know you got some headlining gigs coming up in December. What are you doing until then?
I'm all over the country, man. I work all the time. I don't put my dates up on the website much because, what's the word I'm looking for? Nobody cares. So, you know, I just go, I show up, and, you know, seriously, I couldn't be less famous if I was in the CIA. I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to get the word out yet. I'm just trying to get better at what I do, you know?
Right, man. Oh,
I wait until I get scientifically tight. Then the world finds out about me. Till then, I don't want the people at Padoka knowing I'm coming till I show up.
Dude, I'm liking Johnny Millwater.
Hey, I'm liking you too, guys. Big fan.
This is great stuff.
I love that joke he has on his MySpace page. Where like, hey, pick up the CD, you'll hear some, you know, other bits and people applauding. That shit was so funny.
No illusions,
funny.
Man. No illusions.
Yeah, that was funny.
For a magician.
That was funny. That's on his MySpace clip. That's a great line, dude.
All right,
Johnny, man. Well, this is good. This has been a good phone call. I think we should have you back whenever you want. Whenever, yeah, well, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Nah, hey, I'll hang up and listen, man. You guys work your magic.
We're trying to introduce you to the folks to start off with.
I am thrilled to death. I'm in proud company, too, man. Tim Kitchat on here. Josh Gogan's a monster. Scott Osechik. All from the Charlotte Comedy Coalition. All North Carolina people. Rory Karf, all making us look good.
That's
proud
right.
to be a part of it, man.
Have you ever met Rory's wife?
Give me a hint. I'll come running.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Rory Karf's wife?
I have met Rory Karf's wife. She's very, very understanding.
That's right. We think she's almost funnier than Rory.
She's a breathtakingly lovely woman.
Yes.
Patient. You know, doesn't own a lot of high heels, but still very, very nice. I don't know if you know that Rory's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, really? We do know that.
And he's
we
all
do
muscle.
That.
He's just all muscle.
Really?
I think it's too many sit-ups. He used to be 6, and then it just tightened up in the middle, and now he's 3 feet tall. But that's 3 feet of bundle of dynamite, son.
Yeah, you know what? Every time we have Rory Karf on the program, we're trying to figure out who is the comedian in the family.
Yeah.
His wife or Rory. It's unbelievable.
You know, I haven't gotten to hear Lauren be funny yet, except on your show, but I have no idea. I know it's not Rory.
Oh. Well, every time she's on the show, she kills. She absolutely kills.
I believe it.
It's just funny that she's married to him.
Yeah. Like she tells the story about how she caught him jerking off and everything.
I've heard, man. I got to be honest with you. I actually like Rory less after hearing your show. He's a dear friend of mine. I love Rory. I've gotten to know him real well over the past 6 months, do a few shows with him. He's a cool guy, but man.
He's a dick, isn't he?
I talk to my wife like that. Rory would kick my ass.
He's like, get the baby, damn it. He's crying. You're right next to him. Yeah. I don't touch it.
Hey, the only downside is you're the mother. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Easy, buddy.
I'm like, how do you get away with this and still get laid?
That's what I'm screaming. You let alone get laid, still have somebody home when you get there.
Yeah, I don't know whether
he's got something figured out, man. I wish I could get away with that shit. He's got some kind of crazy hypno beam or something.
I don't know whether to hate him or to ask him to write a book.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Weirdo, man. I love Roy, though. Good people.
Me too. He's been good. He's always good on the radio, though. He's always interesting.
Yeah, he is. He's a good dude. Johnny Millwater, everybody. MySpace.com/Millwater. And the website is ScrewTheAmish.com. Now, you said you had another website also.
I got tons, man. I got OneManFreakShow.com, ManiacOnTheMic.com, JohnnyMillwater.com, RandomRacksOfKindness.com, ShowOfDeath.com, HaHaComedy.com, and nobody really gives a shit.
.com.
ScrewTheAmish.com, they already talked about. But,
wow.
Plug it again.
Holy shit, do you have a lot of websites.
It's a hobby.
Usually,
you gotta write material, and who's got the fucking time?
Usually, we have the comics on. We have comics on almost every week, and they're just like, fuck my website. Go to my MySpace page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if they can remember that, it's Millwater, M-I-L-L Water.
That's right.
MySpace. I'd love to see him on MySpace. I could always use some new friends.
Word him up. All right, Johnny, man, you killed
him. If you got a webcam, I am your man.
For those late
Very
night.
Popular with the webcam chicks. Thanks a lot for having me on, guys. Hope to see you soon.
All right, man. Thanks, Johnny.
Take it easy.
See ya. Later. Johnny Millwater on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Wow, he was good.
Yeah.
Fast, too.
You know what that was? That was coming prepared. Like, he came.
Johnny knows, man.
Like, he brought the thunder.
I'm liking his Johnny Millwater.
Brought the thunder. Was ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, was like, let's go.
Surefires. Let's go. Yeah.
Pow, 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 pow.
Bam.
Wow. You
guys are so sweet.
He's still on the air. He's still on
the air. I didn't notice. I'm not even fucking looking at the thing.
Is he hung up on
it? Oh, now he did. Right. That was awesome.
Look at that. He was trying to think we were going to bash him a little bit or something. Johnny Millwater.
If he did, then he definitely has listened to the show in the past.
Yeah, brought the thunder.
Yeah.
Twice.
Good, man. What, are you going to churn me to death? Talking about the Amish.
Dude, that's funny. You can beat up on the Amish.
I love beating up on the Amish. You see him in Pennsylvania, though. If you drive down, I don't know what fucking interstate it is, but you see him. You see the whole fucking Amish land right next to the interstate. And they're all riding in their fucking horse and buggies and shit.
Doesn't it get hot, though? Like, don't you pair of shorts, somebody?
I always see him, like, driving across the bridges going, where the fuck is he going?
Yeah.
He ain't going to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about it. They kind of, you know, they kind of scare me.
Have they incorporated a little bit of fucking,
I don't know.
You know, everyday life into their fucking Amish land?
No idea.
What is that old, that trip, like the young kids, when they turn like 18, they go on some sort of fucking trip.
I think it's, and they decide called, whether. I think it's called Schnitzelgruben.
Yeah.
And they crap.
It
means like Devil's Night or something.
They take like a hiatus from the Amish fucking life.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. It's got some, yeah.
And on this trip, they decide whether if they want to come back or not.
Right, exactly. I forget what it's called, though. It's like.
And if they don't come back, they're like disowned.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they got it. They can go and never come back, or they, you know, if they come back, they got to do the whole, you know. Which is kind of tough, though, because you got to think you're going to leave your whole family.
Right.
You know, you're just going to up and leave your family like that.
But, you know, if you leave fucking Amish land and all of a sudden you're banging some stripper at a strip club, I don't think you're going back.
Mm. You know what I would think about? The one thing that I think about being Amish that would kind of suck was I got to think if you stay Amish, your choice of chicks is like really small.
Yeah.
You know, because the communities are kind of tiny, right? So like you're like, okay, so basically you probably hook up with some chick in like sixth grade and that's your girlfriend like forever.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you're stuck, you know, I suppose.
You imagine if you were like, you know, an Amish dude and you took that trip and like 3 hours into the trip, you meet some dude and you're fucking doing blow within 4 hours of leaving Amish land. Like, you know how much of a trip that must be for the kid?
Yeah, or getting on a plane?
Yeah.
Or
anything.
There was that show that was about that, where they had the Amish kids and put them with, like, they had, like, six Amish kids and put them with six, like, suburban kids. And the kid was, like, never been on an escalator before.
Yeah.
Like, didn't know how to deal with it, you know?
I mean, those people in the Amish land in Pennsylvania, they just go, like, fucking 60 miles up the interstate. They're a fucking great adventure. Holy shit, Amish, great adventure to an Amish kid's like fucking out of space.
I guess. Are they even allowed to do it? I don't even know. Like, see, that's the whole thing. I understand they don't ride in a car, but are they allowed to get in a car?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the Amish, other than they have beards and they wear funny clothes.
That's right. They smell like cabbage.
They smell like cabbage.
And they're probably one of the only people you can make fun of and not have to worry about, like, getting beat up for it. Because they wouldn't even know.
What is the internet?
Like, you'd have to go there and make fun of them.
Brother Ahab.
Yeah, Brother Ahab.
They're all brother. They're all brothers, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Well, kids consider brother each other brothers. Brother Jebediah.
Yeah, there's always somebody named Jebediah.
Goodbye, whore.
Whore.
I love fucking Kingpin. There's a movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I think I tore my sack.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about sex. It always makes me want to take a shit.
Oh, man. What was his name? What was fucking, what's his name in that movie?
Oh, I don't remember.
You just got like Mullen to something?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember any of the names of that movie.
Another Bill Murray movie.
I just remember him trying to bowl and his hand going down. He couldn't get his hand out of the ball.
Yeah.
And it's like flipping around the bowling ball.
I think I tore my sack.
But you know what?
That's you think you tore your sack? What did I just say? I think I tore my sack.
That's one of those movies that, like, certain people just aren't going to get. like they're not going to get it. They don't like it.
And, oh, yeah. And,
is that like a Coen Brothers film?
I don't know, man. It's a great movie. Kingpin, if you check it out. Love it. Why is there... well, all right. All right, it's time to break.
And I used to all these people in the chat room.
Rocket's doing his socializing thing.
Ixnay. I'm always wheeling and dealing.
The guy is nonstop for 3.5 hours. Like, he's got like 8 separate conversations going on at once.
And then this one.
Yeah, and then the one we're doing.
I'm not like this when it's just Kieran and I, because obviously I couldn't, but I figure, you know.
Dude, he's like multitasking to like the nth degree.
I do it every day.
Like, he's like,
right now, while you two were talking, I cut a deal for myself.
Did you?
I just pocketed some money.
You bastard.
What are you getting? Blowjobs for what?
I can't tell you that much. That's contracts.
Hey, let me ask you something. I got a weird email from some girl named Katie.
Okay.
Do we know a Katie?
A Katie?
Somebody that listens to the show?
I have no idea.
What do you mean? What do you say, a KD? Are you referring to Kill?
No. Katie, like Catherine.
Oh, okay.
All right. What did she say?
Yeah.
I didn't want to. It was like a thing saying, I found you online, finally, like, what's going on?
That could be fake. That could be spam.
That's it
spam.
Could be.
Was there a link?
No.
Oh.
But I was like, Katie? I don't know any. I my cousin's named Katie, but she'd never find me online.
That's your baby.
According to the people in Nigeria, I am a fucking multimillionaire.
Me too.
No, you got that too.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I got it from like the Nigerian education minister.
Yeah, dude. I always get that one from Africa saying, hey, dude, I want to put fucking $8 gazillion in your bank account. Can we work that out?
And so I sat around all day trying to figure out. I'm like, do I know a Katie? Do I met a Katie?
Ron's reading his spam email.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't an email. It was a MySpace invite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know who fucking gave us a requested a friend for us on MySpace?
Ooh.
It was like that. It was like one of them.
Omar Gaddafi?
Lucy Pinder chicks?
Manute Bol?
Sophie Howard.
That's right. I remember you were writing this on the board.
Yeah. Sophie Howard.
So you said yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, of course. Right. Of course not. You're
denied.
Chick.
Who the hell are you?
Those boobs are too big for my MySpace page.
I'm busy talking to Kurt Lockwood.
Sophie Howard is like a model who's in all those like British, spank mags, like Maxim. I think they're called I think one's called Loaded or something like that. She's a hot piece of ass.
Hmm.
I'm going to bang her. Tap that ass. All right.
Dude, who are you kidding? You want to cuddle? You want to find out what her favorite color is.
You want to make her breakfast in bed?
Yeah.
Tell me you
want to know if she wants blueberries or chocolate chips or pancakes.
If you're banging Lucy Pinder, you're not going to cuddle afterwards? Or fucking Sophie Howard?
After.
Yeah, after.
Right,
you just,
after.
Yeah, you just want
only,
to cuddle.
Only as like a thanks for banging me.
Well,
I don't want to. Will I do it to get the job done? Yes.
I'm thinking if I'm banging fucking Sophie Howard, it's going to be real quick, so it's going to be more cuddle time. That's all.
More cuddle time.
You know, you got to set, you know, just because you kind of breezed through it, the fact Sophie Howard came to our MySpace.
Yeah, I'm still wondering if it's her, though.
Right. That's pretty crazy.
Who cares?
I know.
As long as she sends you naked pictures.
Yeah, really. Everyone wins.
Yeah, we.
Come on the show. Oh, by the way, I got some news, man, before the show tonight from Jenny Blowjob.
Oh.
Potential fucking A-game guest coming on the program.
Well, also, we got that other. The guy, can we mention him? Is he definite?
Who?
The dude from the old MTV show that I sent you those videos for to check out. Remember, I was telling you about his old show.
Oh, yeah. He's on next
definite?
Week. He's on next week.
So we can mention it. Michael Ian Black.
Dan Cortez?
No, Michael Ian Black.
Michael Ian Black.
From the who?
The State.
You mean the guy who's on VH1 all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. He was on Ed.
Yes.
He's coming on the show?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not getting the fuck out of here. It's real.
He'll be on.
Shut up.
He's coming on Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Day.
Really? Yeah. I'm not going
to
be here.
I'm going to ask Michael if he's going to be jacking to Jenny Blowjob.
You guys will have to hold the fort down without me. I'm not going to be here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we wasted a lot of time now, so we're going to take another break.
And we're out of breaks, but well, one more.
One more break. We got to do drunk calls and stuff, so we'll do that. We'll come back.
We'll tighten it up.
Yeah, we'll bring it. We'll bring it back. I'll finish. I'll tidy up my contracts.
I tell you what, stick around, people, because the drunk calls are very good this week.
Yes,
I'm very impressed by the drunk calls. And now we're doing a new process with the drunk calls. If you just call up and go, blah, 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 please don't play my call, it doesn't get played. So I'm wading through the drunk calls to make sure it's not as boring.
Really?
Yeah, because people have been complaining about that.
No, I understand that, but that means you're doing prep work.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Break time. Back with more lunaticradio.com nonsense right after this.
Move it up, sir. Whoa.
Hey, this is John from Orlando, the Beer Wizard, Wizard.
To all the killers and the $100 billers.
And you're listening to lunaticradio.com, and I'm going to go advertise for me a black tent, bitches.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Hey, everybody. Let's talk about the Listen Now button. The Listen Now button. Now, the Listen Now button is a button that will enable you to listen to every LunaticRadio.com broadcast dating back to October 2005. October 2005. And the LunaticRadio.com Listen Now button is located on the LunaticRadio.com homepage on the bottom right corner. So log on to the LunaticRadio.com home site, click the Listen Now button, and catch up on all the old shows you have missed. Yes, the Dane Cook Show's on there. Okay? So check it out. Listen Now button. I love the Listen Now button. Say it with me. I love the Listen Now button. Located on the LunaticRadio.com homepage. Thank you. I'm your host, and I suck. Bye. Listen Now button.
This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We love boxes, boobies.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Call Hotline. Stabbing Westward, by the way. Good band. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUNIS, 206-202-5666. Bonnie Beans in the studio, lounging, rocking, talking to chicks. And I guess joining us on the phone is Kev there. Kev, what's up?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Fat Kev.
Hey, Kev.
Fat Kev's the shit.
The cool bitch.
What are you guys doing?
The fucking shit. Goes lights.
Yeah.
Fat Kev's the biggest shit.
I am pretty huge, I guess.
How many dumps did you take today, Kev?
What?
How many shits you take today?
How many shits did I take today?
Yes.
I don't take a lot of shits, dude. I'm pretty stealth right now.
I'm lean and mean.
By the way, Kev, can we talk about it? How did your fucking triathlon go?
Dickhead, it's not for another 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, all right. Are you training?
Yeah, 24th, dude.
You saying your prayers, taking your vitamins?
Fuck, I don't think I'm going to make it, man. I think I'm going to have to be a lifeguard in that pool or that freaking lake. I'm going to die.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm a floater, not a swimmer.
Usually in triathlons, they don't swim across pools.
No, this one's actually in a lake, Tempe Town Lake, which is, if anybody knows Phoenix, it means that's where all the Mexicans piss. So,
sweet.
It's going to be awful. I'm going to be swallowing a lot of piss. So,
awesome. It should be like a Friday night for you.
They got a lot of rescue boats in the water. That's what I heard. So I was like, psyched about
yeah.
that. So.
Got to get a ride.
Who let the manatee enter the contest?
Yo, we're on for Cali, man. I'm definitely coming.
Yeah, that's why we have Kev on the program, everybody. Kev's coming out to the podcasting expo with the LunaticRadio.com show. He's meeting us out there.
Yeah. I already got it all worked out, so we're definitely in.
Yeah, there should be some cool stuff going down. I don't know if I can talk about it yet, but there is possibilities of we're doing a live broadcast. So,
ooh. Oh, nice.
So that might be pretty cool. Fat Kev,
well, I'm just gonna pack jeans and shorts and not wear shirts at all.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Fat Kev is svelte.
Fat Kev's the fucking shit.
All right, Fat Kev's the fucking shit on your belly.
Yeah, triathlons fucking suck.
I'm going to the ASU game and I'm putting A on one of my biceps, the big S on my middle of my chest, and U on the other bicep. And I'm going to flex on ESPN.
Nice.
Kev's the type of kid that'll walk through the parking lot before the game going, anybody want to go to the gun show?
Yeah. Nobody wants none of this.
You guys got tickets or what?
All right.
Yeah, who else is going out there to Cali, dude? Are we getting some people going out there or what?
Yeah, there's a whole ton of us. I mean, you got me, Rocket, and then you got Ray, and then there's like six or seven other people from, you know, podcasting sports shows.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
So there's going to be a whole crew of us. We're all going to be fucking drinking beers and
Jenny raucous. Jenny might meet up.
Oh, and by the way, yeah. Jenny Blowjob. It's still in the works, but she might go down there too.
Yeah, she's telling me she was just I don't know what the hell you call that shit. Typing to me, texting me, or whatever the fuck it is.
What the fucking shit is?
Yeah.
What do you call that thing you press?
Doing that thing.
What do you call those buttons you do?
With the fucking keyboard. She was writing these things. What do they call sentences?
Yeah, you know, the thing with all the letters.
Yeah, she said she's gonna go. She said she might be going out there. So that'd be pretty cool.
All I know is it fucking sucks.
Too many words.
I'll just be getting back to my triathlon. That'll be like 3 days after my triathlon, so I'll be dying.
Oh.
Hopefully I'll be out of the hospital by then.
Fat Kev says he's going to drink Coors Lights during his triathlon.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my already planned. CJ's already got it planned.
Oh, nice. Jesus Christ.
He's handing it to me as I'm running down the freaking, as I'm running. He's going to hand me a Coors Light bottle. Hopefully I don't get thrown out of the race right then and there.
Kev, you going to be able to drink at the, when we're in California?
Yeah, I should be able to. I haven't drank in a while. So.
All right. Because I want
to
party with Fat Kev.
I'm training for this thing, so.
Yeah, I want to party with Fat Kev.
Yeah, baby. You know it.
It's going to be all Fat Kev all day.
Leopard skin G-string, and that's about all I'm bringing, buddy. Just sit by the pool the whole time.
Check me out.
Ron, have you seen the new look Fat Kev?
No, I've not seen the new look Fat Kev.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's pure shreddedness. It's
pure shreddedness?
Yeah.
Like the weed?
I don't think I have any body fat at all. Anymore.
I remember years ago when Fat Kev went through the shredded stage.
Yeah, I'm in better shape now than I was then.
And I remember that you used to walk around and you would hold your T-shirt up with your one hand and show everybody the abs.
Now I don't even wear the T-shirt.
Really?
Walk around. Yeah,
we'd be at a McDonald's and you'd be like, check out my abs. Look at it. Look at them.
Girls, look at them, Ronnie.
Yeah.
If you ask Night for Christmas, maybe you can get some of these.
Yeah. Look at my abs. They're so cut.
Touch the fashion.
I'm so cut, it's not even funny.
I'm looking so good.
Yeah, I'm so cut, it should be illegal.
Hey, Kev, now that you're back in shape, Kev, are you starting to shave the body a little bit like a homo?
Dude, you know what I did the other day, man? I did the trim. I took the trim out, dude. And I trimmed everything thin. Then all of a sudden, it started itching. And it was itching like crazy for like 2 days, so I stopped doing that. But you remember how we used to shave our chest wigs?
Yeah.
God, that was terrible. What a bad move that was. So I didn't want to go that far, but I was like, you know, get out the buzzer and kind of trim it down a little bit, make it look a little better. Yeah, not a good move either.
So. Yeah, that's nice, Kev.
Touch my passion. My body clean for the swim, you know, be more aerodynamic in the pool, you know, or aerodynamic, water dynamic. What the hell do you call that, dude?
Fuck Fat Kev dynamic.
Hydrodynamic.
Hydrodynamic, there you go.
You want to look like a seal.
You shave all your body. And I was like, yeah, right, dude. I'm reading this triathlon magazine about this guy's like, whoa, shave your body. It's great. I'm like, fuck that, dude. You look so much like a fucking fag. It's ridiculous.
Dude, you gotta go out like Mark Spitz. Just let the hair grow. Grow a mustache.
It's bad enough I'm going to be wearing some freaking little spandex bathing suit in the freaking water. It's going to be awful.
Yeah, dude.
With a whole bunch of dudes.
Fucking shrinkage.
Someone has to be taking pictures of Fat Kevin.
Oh, Lisa said she's going to be down there with a freaking camera. Ooh. So.
Nice.
A camel toe. It's going to be hot.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of pictures.
Nice.
All right, man. So Fat Cat, everybody, is going to join us at the Podcasting Expo in Ontario, California. The 29th to the 31st?
Yeah, 29th, 30th. 22 days, technically.
29th to the 30th, Ontario,
what day
California.
Is that? Is that like a Friday?
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, we're getting there Friday.
That's cool.
All right, you give me a ring as soon as you get in there, because I'm going to be fucking hammered.
Yeah, we're going to be partying.
We're driving, so... We'll have a car and everything else, too, so we can go cruising around drunk and stuff.
Sweet. We can go cruising around drunk. Cab, take me to Compton, please.
It'll be sick. We'll go there right to Compton. It'll be awesome.
Fat Cab's the shit! Fuck, 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 fuck.
Yeah.
All right, kid, you have a good show, man.
All right, dude.
I'll keep chatting away over there, see if I can pick up some honeys and Pam B's looking good again as usual.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, Cab.
As usual.
All right, take care,
right, dude.
All right, dude. Later, guys.
Later. Fat Cab, man. That's my brother if you're a new listener to the program.
I am so glad we're going with people like, you know, Mad Beat and Ray, because I have a funny feeling, like, you and I and Jenny, if she goes, and your brother, we're just going to get fucking hammered. Like, that expo is going to be such an afterthought.
I tell you what, Jenny Blowjob and my brother, bad combination.
I have a funny, we are going to be doing so much hardcore party, it's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be nuts, dude. You know how Fat Kev is, Ron.
Yeah, I know how Fat Kev
is. He's a fun time, dude. Right. He's a party in himself.
Because when we first started this whole thing, it was like, oh, we're going to go to the expo. And then it was, oh, we're going to go to expo, and maybe we'll have some time to party. Then it was, oh, we're going to expo, and we're partying. Now it's like, party, and maybe we'll go to the expo.
Yeah.
Fat Kev's like a little mini hurricane.
Dude, can you imagine just what that fucking, if we do that live thing?
Oh.
If that happens...
Right.
We can mention it because
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
I'll get yelled at by the boss tomorrow.
Yeah, not me, Ray. I didn't say a word.
I said it, Ray. You can yell at me. Fire me. Go ahead, damn it.
Where is he going to go?
Where am I going to go? Back to my website?
What's Fieldy going to do?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, there's something going on, but we might have something. That would be nuts with Ray and your brother and Jen there. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, let's see. CFS and RG. Great job this week. CFS and RG. Great job this week.
That was entertaining.
About three people will know what the hell we're talking about, but that's fine. It's a little coded thing for doing. All right, so we got the drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. We get the drunk calls from the people during the week when they get hammered. And they call in and they tell us about their nonsense.
Jenny is so drunk, she referred to me by my real name. That's how drunk she is right now.
Uh-oh.
It's so fun. I mean, I don't care.
It's like your mom like busting out your middle name.
Yeah, yeah. It's just odd. It's odd. That's what it is. But it's kind of nice.
And the first drunk call, actually, I don't know if this is a drunk call. It's from Chris from Somewhere, everybody. So here we go.
It's Chris from Somewhere. I'm not drunk. I'm extremely tired, and luckily I do not suffer from Roy Karp syndrome, and if you remember, that's when you become more and more homosexual the less and less sleep that you have. I bought a box of condoms today, and for whatever reason I was reading the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm a loser. And two things jumped out at me. It really bothered me, okay? So I want to share. So this is a health/public service announcement from Chris from Somewhere. The first thing that it said that bothered me was it said, during intimate contact, lesions and various body fluids can transmit STDs. And I couldn't help but think that, like, if you're having intercourse with someone that has lesions, that's secreting fluid, you really need to reevaluate where you're at in your life.
That's a good point. Don't have sex with people with lesions.
One to grow on.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking disgusting. And the second thing was there's a caution in bold print, mind you, that says, do not use oil-based lubricants, and under those lubricants it lists vegetable/mineral oil. As if, when I think of needing lubricant for sexual contact, that's the first thing that comes to mind. And then the evolution of that, when I really started thinking about it, I was like, well, you always hear jokes like about fat people, you know, like
we do?
rub your legs together and smell bacon and like, hacky stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I thought, like, what if you used the vegetable oil on a fat chick? Like, would it really smell like bacon? No, I'm not going to test that out, but, you know, maybe one of the other listeners can do that. This is probably the worst drunk call I've ever left. But,
it's informative.
Yeah. That's all I got. And, imagine if I was drinking, it would have been a lot better.
Why did it's very negative?
And,
he's a good kid, though.
I actually do like onions.
Right.
Why does Chris always sound so like mellow on his call?
Because that's what he is, man. He's a mellow dude.
He's like super mellow.
Man, he was really thinking about condoms.
That was like a public service announcement right there.
He had all sorts of shit to talk about.
Do not use vegetable oil.
All right.
You know, there was a girl in high school that I knew that rumor was she used a Wonder Bread bag with her boyfriend. Wonder Bread bag and a rubber band.
All right. So here we go. We got CJ from Arizona. It's kind of a long one.
Yo, Kieran,
it's a good, it's a good one.
Hey, man. I just wanted to share this experience with you because I know you live vicariously through. Yeah, that's a new word I invented. Vicariously. C-H-Y, not L-Y. I'm thinking I'm hooking up with a chick tonight, right?
Whoa.
We're at the bar. Everything's doing good. It doesn't matter. She's a friend of a friend. And we're doing shots, take shots, whatever. Like I said, everything's doing good. And everybody else decides to leave. You know, I just met her. She decides, okay, you take me home? Okay, yeah, okay, I take her home. We go out, get some more drinks, get some more shots. Back to her place, end of the night. I think everything's doing good, you know. First thing she says in the door. Hey, you know you're not getting laid tonight, right? I'm like, of course I try to be sly and say, you know, oh no, you know, I never expected that. You know, I really wasn't thinking about that.
So, of course. Okay. Dude, when a chick, when you go home with a chick after the, you know, four, couple hours after you just met her, you think you're getting laid.
Right.
Of course. But he gave her the response, oh, no, who would think that?
Pish posh.
Yeah, that's not why I'm here.
No way. I just want to have casual conversation.
Yeah, I just want to, yeah.
And watch the telly.
You're an interesting person just to hang out with.
Cuddle at most. Yeah. Cuddle at most.
I'll be happy with a back rub.
I just want to know why. And she goes about the story about...
What happened to the call?
I don't know.
Oh, no way. It cut out.
Fill in the blanks.
That blows. Oh, the call cut out. It was a great story. The reason why that chick wouldn't bang him is that because she
had herpes?
She had a one-night stand with a dude,
uh-huh.
And the dude died.
During?
After. Like, oh. they you know, had sex, both fell asleep on the bed, woke up the next day.
And
guy's
dead. Wow.
Guy's dead.
From what?
I don't know. I don't think he said it. In the phone call.
Right.
But that chick.
So she's like, she doesn't have one night stands anymore?
Right. And she cracked the joke later on with CJ saying, well, do you still want to hit this poisonous pussy?
I feel like I'll take my chances.
Do you want the poison pussy? Contaminated cuda. All right. Hopefully the rest of the phone calls work. Let's see. 17, Jenny Blowjob, everybody.
Hi, this is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com, and on the line with me is this Nasty Nikki, bitches. Okay, and we want to do our quick rendition of Lunatic Radio, or we're going to be from Lunatic Radio. From Lunatic Radio, we're going to do our rendition of Lunatic Beach before we go in a bar and drink more because we're above the Irish whores. So here's the call. Ready? And hey, oh my God, I cannot believe that Michael set up to the party with Tony. I know, didn't you used to sleep with him, dude? Yeah, I walked in on him with you and Rebecca, you whore. I can't help it because Rebecca's pussy is totally shaved, and I was like, just eat it, she's all no. I'm like, come on, don't be random. Just suck me down like the bitch that I am, goddammit. I know, but then Rebecca's brother, Miguel, I know, because he was adopted, but it's a long story. Anyway,
he was the long guy.
Did he be the long guy?
He was.
Oh, my God. I totally remember that. Like, when he used to be their pool and fuck her mom. Oh, my God.
And everybody would be like, are you fucking your mom? No.
No.
Oh, my God.
By the way, they're doing an impression of Laguna Beach, the show on MTV, which is completely pointless.
I saw him down on the beach with Rebecca, which would be his, like, sister, like, half-sister or something. Anyway, I saw them down on the beach, and I thought that was hella nasty, but then I saw them making out. But didn't I make out with them first?
It doesn't matter. It's still disgusting.
Okay, but I can't help it.
You're from the 702. You don't mess with them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just 916 and 707, right?
No. No. Wasn't he from the 303 district? I can't remember.
I can't even remember.
Anyway, the point is that he is disgusting. I can't believe you brought him to the
party. Well,
obviously
a female.
Do you remember Rocket from Lunatic Radio?
Oh, yeah.
206. And Ronnie totally white asshole?
Dude.
Oh my God. Do you remember when Ronnie Beans and I, we were going to have a baby, but then he said that he couldn't afford it, so then we decided not to have a baby?
Was that before, after he did assassination?
It was
after. So hot. Ronnie Beans, I was like, I'd say Ron. Okay, look, Ron, I know I don't know you that well, but I'm just saying, can you eat my pussy? Because I know I don't shave and it stinks a little, but oh my God. You were like, yeah!
Yeah, Ronnie Beans doesn't know that I have his name tattooed on my left ass cheek.
Oh my God, but Rocket, have you ever met Rocket? Oh my God, when Rocket's on stage, I'm like, Rocket, just eat it. He's like, just let me suck you in the ass,
Rocket,
God damn it. And Karen McCann from Lunatic Radio, oh my God, Karen McCann, like when he came to my party last time, I'm like, Karen, do you know me? He's like, I don't know you, whore, I'm all, you don't know me. I thought you loved me, bitch. You don't know me. Sit down.
I know. He was just like
that. It sounds
like
when Jenny calls him.
Okay, but can I have your baby? He's like, you're not even out of high school. You Laguna Beach whore. And that is really how we roll down here
in Laguna Beach. And this is Jenny's Blowjob.
And Nasty Nikki.
And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com and fuck me in the asshole, bitches.
She's fucking insane.
Wow. I wonder if this Nasty Nikki's going to come to California too.
Wow. That was crazy.
Kind of is like Laguna Beach, though. Here we go.
There's about to be a girl fight.
I'm kind of nervous. It's okay. We're fine.
Yeah, put them all in the same time.
Excuse me. I don't think so.
It's the same shit.
Dude, that was crazy.
Unbelievable, man. Oh my God, I was like, fuck me in the ass. No,
dude, that was nuts. That was awesome.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mac Man, everybody.
It'd be really funny if that thing said, begin mumbling at the tone instead of speaking. What's up, motherfuckers? This is the Mac Man, fucking chilling on my couch, fucking getting drunk with the wife.
All right.
Yeah. She's a party in herself.
She's into it.
Yeah, I was sitting here watching a football game, and I noticed that the Girls Gone Wild commercials stole your Hotties of the Week music, so...
I don't think that's the case. I'm sure a lot of places, a lot of TV shows and radio shows, they all use the same music.
Yeah. Just wanted to keep y'all motherfuckers hip to that shit. Other than that, all I have to say is balls. balls.
Balls?
Smelly balls.
Oh.
And, fucking Ronnie Beans!
There's number one. Mark it down.
Ronnie fucking Beans!
Two.
Yep.
He's fucking up.
Wow.
All right, so that's two. This is the new game, actually, we do on the drunk calls. How many Ronnie Beans references are there? So we got two. Last week we had nine.
I think we should keep. I think it should be a running total.
Do you want to count that?
What? You got nine and two.
Right.
You can't keep like a little post-it next year?
All right, here we go.
Shut up.
NorCal James, everybody. 19.
In NorCal James, my friend Shauna wants to say something. Wait, Mrs. Swan from Mad TV wants to say something to you.
Oh, hello to you. He's looking like a man. Oh.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Solid.
He wants to say something to you. Mickey Mouse, Karen, wants to say something to you.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Gee. Well, bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, no, I can't do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love the listeners.
That was a good Miss Swan.
They're as brainless as I am. All right, here we go. 2022. Ray Ray, everybody. Now,
Ray!
He's the king. One of the kings of the drunk calls. Ray Ray from Virginia. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is this? It's fucking Ray Ray. I'm in his fucking body. Hold on, listen to this shit. What is Ray Ray? I'm down with yeah, so, like, I'm fucking hammered. I got a thought right now. Because I just got, like, yelled at. Because this chick, right? This chick, she be fucking angry because I was using the word broad, broad. And I was like, what about the other guy? And I ain't seen him. I do. No, I got a 60 road. I got a 30 shit right now. That's fucking crazy. Exactly. But, yeah. So, like... Anyway, forget that shit. Hold on, first I want to say, what's up to my motherfucking man? Ready fucking me, what's up? What's up? Chilling. I'm fucking... Thanks, bro. Fucking hammered. You should be hammered, too.
You gotta love the annoying guy who talks to you when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm on the phone.
Dude, who are you talking to?
Dude, don't hang up. I want to talk to them.
Dude, is she cute? Dude, is she cute? Does she have a friend?
Dude, check out ESPN, dude.
Dude, I'm hungry.
Dude, the score. Check out the score, dude.
Dude, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Come on, dude.
Nothing's worse than that fucker who talks to you when you're on the phone. I hate
that. And he pokes you?
Yeah.
Dude,
I know you're on the phone, but can I call your phone?
Yeah. On the fucking phone! Do you see him on the phone?
Dude, who are you talking to? Come on, dude.
Dude.
Ugh. People who do that should be shot. It's thin to herd.
Max, I met him like 8 times. What is that? I'm going to call you back.
See? It distracted him from the drunk call.
Yeah, broke his rhythm.
He couldn't deliver the gold.
That's right.
Here we go, Ray Ray.
Yeah, what the fuck is up? Chilling, you know. Sorry about that. Fucking, you know, people are trying to talk to the Ray Ray. Anyway, so like, first off, I want to say, Box, you're fucking out of shit. I love you. Fucking Roller Blues. Roller Blues is a fucking man. You're my fucking hero. Like, I just want to let y'all know that, like, I had trouble earlier.
You got anything to say to that? There's this dude in Virginia who thinks you're his hero.
Thanks, I suppose.
Because the chick was all angry. Because I was using the word broad.
Yeah, no, use the word broad, man. Frankie Sinatra, old blue eyes, used the word. He taught us how to use it.
Yeah. This broad.
You know what? Next time, Ray Ray, when you see that chick, call her Dingy Broad.
I'm sure they love that.
Yeah, that'll be even better.
So what I want to ask everybody is, do bitches like it when you call them broads?
No.
Bitches don't mind when you call them broads. I'm figuring that shit out. Bitches don't care.
You're calling them bitches. They don't like that either, dude. I guess broad's better than bitches.
We're running out of words.
Barely.
Cunt is all that's left.
I love you. Yeah. Rocket, you're a fucking man.
Thank you.
Run that fucking beans.
Five.
Come on, beans.
Thanks.
My fucking hero, dude. Fucking hero, son.
Hero.
I'm gonna go and fucking... Yeah, do it up.
I love this guy.
Like, no. Anywho, going back in. Hey, what the fuck is that?
Seven.
I think that was a girl.
So fast.
I was seven. I got seven so far. We're going to break. Can we break nine?
I think so.
Because we got one more Ray Ray call to go through. You know we're going to break it. Here we go.
Hey, yeah, this is Ray from Richmond. One more time. Just wanted to say,
just letting out some gas there.
Ernesto. It was fucking bullshit because we ain't got no power in the house. So, like, 50 Tiki Bob, 25 cent drive and tip, $8.
What?
Coming home and playing the iPod and getting bored, going to the fraternity house and fucking drinking 40s, fucking
$3. Get in a free pair of Oakleys because one of your fraternity brothers stole them off an Oakley truck. Fucking priceless, motherfuckers. What a bitch.
There it is. That's eight.
That's fantastic.
Dude, he stole his buddy stole the glasses, his sunglasses.
He just did a MasterCard commercial.
Off the Oakley truck. Awesome.
Oh, man. All right, that was Ray Ray. Now, here's just some dude. Here we go.
This is Bob that I'm on the radio. Lunatic. Whoa.
Is this got a say chick?
Radio. Laguna Beach.
Oh, Laguna Beach. We don't have a tally.
You know, where's Jedi been? Where's that gold?
I'm on the lunatic radio.
LKN, get your ass back in gear, man.
I'm on the lunatic. Tisha, here we go.
Oh!
Hey, this is Tisha. I'm just sitting at the house, hanging out, drinking and smoking a little bit.
All the listeners smoke weed, which is great.
Fantastic.
I think I'm going to watch Smallville. But I left my husband. Listened to the show and thought it was fucking funny. And so, since we were getting fucked up tonight, he's gonna leave a drunk call.
I just call and see how you boys doing tonight. And just want to let y'all know that, I haven't been this high since last night. But really, while I was calling, just, I was going to see if you still wanted those reservations for the pew seats at the church. Middle row, front pew, me and you. All right, I'm going to go hit this joint. Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what?
What?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We stupid. All right. Y'all have a good
They're
weekend.
They're just stoned.
You know what?
They're all stoned out in the living room on a Saturday night.
I can't. Tisha's sending us gifts.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
is
she? I sent you that mail.
Oh, right.
And we know one thing that you're getting, Ronnie.
What am I getting?
It's
got to be a surprise.
But it's awesome.
Is it?
It's legit awesome.
Cool.
It's not like a fucking car, but it's like a cool,
an iPod.
It's a cool, unique, awesome gift.
Really?
Cool, yeah. She's sending gifts.
She's sending us gifts.
Is it a rubber vagina?
No, you can't guess.
Did he say something about saving us a seat at the church or something?
I think he was suggesting we go to church.
Wrong. Oh. Try again.
I don't know about that.
I used to go to church to get laid. Where I'm at.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Oh, by the way, that Mexican radio spoof call, that was Hobbs. He just informed me.
That's a great thing.
Whoa. Too.
But, Tisha's sending us gifts. So, thank you in advance.
Here is Trevor, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm Trevor. I'm from San Diego. I'm not drunk, but I'm a little hungover. And San Diego is the greatest place. But believe me, it's no happy-go-lucky neighborhood. There's Mexicans. That's all I gotta say.
Is that it?
Short but sweet. Wow. Man, what's with the Mexicans getting
that
killed tonight?
Funny, though. See, someone using the drunk call, not just necessarily drunk. That was a legit good line. Good for him.
All right,
and that was a playoff our conversation last week. I said, like, San Diego. You're like, no, I like the cold.
Drink. Yeah, we were talking about San Diego and how it's probably the greatest place to live. But you got to go nuts after it's just so nice every day. It's going to drive you nuts.
I would love it.
Yeah, maybe drive you nuts. 72 and sunny every day is not going to drive me nuts.
Oh, that was awesome. Trevor, what's his name?
Yeah, here we go.
Kudos to Trevor.
Here's another one from Trevor.
Hey, it's the guy from San Diego again. I got another few reasons why San Diego is better. Because we have better strip clubs, better bars. Granted, our sports may suck, but they're still better than the Yankees and the Mets.
What?
And we're just better. You guys are cool. I don't really have anything to say. I mean, yeah. So... how's it going? Good, good.
I like this kid.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, I like this guy when he did the Yankees thing, but you don't
Mets fucking killed the Padres this year. Stop it.
That's
come on.
Brutal.
The National League blows.
Shut up.
It's not a fucking league.
Mets are going to win it all.
All right, everybody. So that was the drunk calls. Thanks to everybody for calling in.
That was fun.
Good drunk calls this week,
that
everybody.
That was solid.
A grand total of 8 Ronnie Beans references.
All right.
So we're up to 17 in 2 weeks. Now, you know, we can't keep on egging this on because it's just going to, I'm going to get 40 phone calls and it's all Ronnie Beans. And people are going to think of different ways to say Ronnie Beans.
All right.
Maybe
there'll
be a creative way.
They have to feel it. Don't just say it to say it. Feel it.
Feel it.
Or be creative. Like get an entire room of people to say it in unison.
Right. Maybe get an entire room of people to say why they want to yell Ronnie Beans. Like
love
maybe
Ronnie
they
Beans.
Each can have a Ronnie Beans story that they'd like to share.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Yeah.
Let's start simple.
Sort of like how Ronnie Beans has affected their life. For good or bad. You never know. You know.
I think we should start simple. Just get a whole room to say Ronnie Beans simultaneously. Let's not get a story from each person.
You know, sort of like a testimonial, if you will.
Oh, I will.
And as we covered in the first segment, the Steve Irwin, the Quackadile.
Quackadile.
What am I? A Wesley Wabbit?
Yeah. Love to love.
The Quackadile.
Brings the whole
the
world
crocodile.
Together.
It's Wabbit season.
Crocs rule.
Yeah. No worries, mate.
That's right. Steve Irwin died, everybody.
Yeah.
Stung by a stingray. How ironic.
Hey, see you later, mate.
He's gone.
And isn't it ironic?
Would have been more ironic if he got killed by a crocodile.
Yeah, that would have been, you know, 100% ironic.
Yeah.
Definitely. But
say goodbye to Steve Irwin, everybody. Here we go.
Here in Australia, they call me the Crocodile Man.
Croc rule!
I should have been a bit more alert.
Yes. All right. So
does that mean they're going to, like, the Animal Planet's going to, like, do, like, a Crocodile Hunter marathon?
Oh, there'll be all sorts of stuff. Documentaries, tributes on the Animal Planet. Maybe his wife will maybe take on the franchise, try to do her own. Maybe she'll get eaten by a parakeet or something.
A parakeet?
I don't know. Isn't that what... That's what he said once. The crocodile guy, Steve Irwin, said his most dangerous injury came from a parakeet. Like bit his ear or something. So there you go.
Sucks. So that's the bottom line. It's that sucks, you know? I mean, he was like just a nice guy. Kept to himself. Just, you know, it's a bummer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Not many people like him because he did that stunt a couple of years ago when he held his baby in that crocodile ring or something.
With his kid, yeah.
It's like dangling, like chum.
Yeah.
Jenny and your brother are fucking, like, wasted and they're in the chat room. And it's just awful. They're just screaming. Kev's saying how he's naked.
What?
Kev was saying before how he's naked and he's drinking a Coors Lights.
Of course. He's got a free bowl.
You
got to
send your brother a little webcam. Not for the naked part.
You kidding me?
I don't know about that.
He'll be in jail.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
He's my peshy.
You should keep Kev right where he is.
Oh, you clicked that. Whoever sent that message, send it again.
Yeah. Herbert Kornfeld, also referred to as Hobbs. Send that again.
Stingray. All right. I feel bad for that guy.
Because you got to... he's like behind. He'll hear it. He'll repeat it.
All right. Here we go. Hotties of the week, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week. Hotties. Hotties. Hotties.
Hotties of the Week time, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the old darn Sammy Deemer Hottie Week. It's a final segment. Do it every week. If you want to join in, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chick and reason why we'll read them on the air. Or you can just post them in the chat room if you're listening live. The segment's pointless, dumb, stupid, retarded, whatever.
All right, you want to hear the joke?
Yes.
Can it be repeated?
Go ahead.
All right, wait. Stop the music. Ready? Why is it that fat chicks give good head? Because they have to.
Exactly. That's a good point, actually.
Is it a fact or a joke?
I thought it was going to be like a hungry thing. Because they like hot dogs.
You want me to read off some of the chat room while you guys are thinking?
No, I got one. I'm going with Sophie Howard, everybody. Sophie Howard, hot piece of ass. You can see her in the magazine Loaded. She sent us a MySpace friend request this week, so I'm going with Sophie Howard.
Good
big
for
fan.
Her.
For her.
Adam81's going with Brooke Burke.
Madbean was going with girl, or is going with girl in the chat room. Madcap is going with huge boobs.
Huge boobs.
I like the huge boobs.
Jenny Blowjob checking in. Steve Irwin on the Barbie.
Ouch.
Ouch. That is good.
Damn, calm woman showing her cleavage. That's some scariest.
Jenny Blowjob just wrote the joke for all the morning zoos tomorrow.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's dope. All right, what else you got, Rock?
Let me see. Maggie Guyan
Gyllenhaal.
Wow. From
Whoa.
Wow, I screwed that up.
Tisha Artesa from Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach! Pampy's going with girl. That's hot. I'm going, you know, even though she didn't come on, I'm still going to go with her. Monty is my hottie.
Love Monty. Monty's great.
All going with Elsa Pataky. Did we ever figure out what her last name, how do you say her last name? Is it Pataky? Pataky?
Who's that?
Elsa? Elsa Pataky?
Yeah, whatever. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. How about Icy Cold Coors Light? This is the part of the show where everyone's just getting ready for the post show, where everything just kind of gets ridiculous.
Ronnie Beans, who are you going?
I'm going to go with Christina Aguilera.
Woo!
Very good. Very good pick. Fine yeah. piece of ass. Like to do her anal style.
Yes.
Yes. I'd like to personally give a shout out to all the ladies tonight in the chat room. Looking fantastic as always. Hot, hot, hot. I like it.
By the way, I love Sirius Radio. People who do Sirius Radio.
Very serious.
Right.
Pataky. Thank you, Madbeat. Madbeat has, honestly, I think we have to have a game show between Ron and Madbeat. Who is the intellectual superpower?
As the people write in Hottie of the Week, so I'd like to thank comedian Tim Kidd, myspace.com/TimKiddComedy, everybody. He'll be at the Comedy Zone in Prestonsburg, Kentucky, September 7th. So go check him out. Log on to myspace.com, TimKiddComedy.com, or whatever. You know what I mean. And Johnny Millwater. He's got like 1,000 websites, but the one we found out about was ScrewTheIrish.com. I was saying screw myself, pretty right. much. ScrewTheAmish.com, sorry. ScrewTheAmish.com, MySpace.com/Millwater, M-I-L-L, Water. Let's go check him out. Funny guy, hop him back on the program if he wants to come back.
And we got to, believe it or not, we got to start talking about, well, at least in the chat room, the party in November. It's getting closer.
Right. Next week, everybody, is the Worldwide Jacking Day in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the greatest girl in booking.
So, check out that thread. And, because we got to start. It's getting close. It's only 2 months away.
Ooh, by the way, I was supposed to do this and play some tunes for the people. Log on to myspace.com. Retail Ready. It's the MySpace account of an MC called Red Rocks, everybody, so go check it out. I was supposed to play some tunes, and I forgot to. Maybe I'll do it next week. I forgot.
You know, when you did your little serious thing, I should have...
Right, you want to keep them in the mix, too.
Why not? just to play it safe.
Right.
Wait, why do I have to keep them in the mix, though?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. I forget.
I shouted out all the Luna Chicks.
All right, everybody.
I think we're done.
Until next week, we'll have a good time, and, it's going to be a good month. A lot of good guests coming up on the program.
Michael Ian Black next week?
Yeah. Tonight's program was kind of like it was a great idea, and then it just, just went over.
Really?
I don't know. I wasn't flowing. I didn't feel like I was flowing. I don't know if Ron was flowing. Were you flowing, Ron? Ron was flowing. That's what he says.
Ron's ready to go.
All right. We're out of here. Until next week, be safe, keep listening, and be cool, people, because we like you. I hope you like us.
Yes.
Okay? Later.
Later!
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.